Blog Talk Radio.
And I just went back last week.
Wow.
Listen.
How is it being back out there, ladies?
Listen, I feel like I just moved to a new neighborhood where I didn't know anybody.
You said 11 months.
From
6 years, I just went back today.
Oh, wow. Well,
wow.
Shoot, I ain't got nothing. I got nothing on you. 6 years is a long time, child. Listen.
Wow.
Yeah, but hey, I'm blessed and I'm thankful.
Absolutely. That's what I said. I'm blessed and highly favored, and I just thank God that he gave me the strength to go back.
Yeah.
You know, not that I wanted to, but I had to, so.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do. Well, congratulations to both of you ladies.
Thank you.
So, I could use a break. I need a break, a vacation.
Yeah, because you were working around the clock 24/7.
Yeah, I'm trying to get put out for a little while just so I can rest.
Listen, let me tell you, I'm going to tell you a secret. It ain't all what it's cracked up to be. Especially to your bills don't stop because you're not working. You know what I'm saying?
You know, that's all my like the man used to go... You know, like you'd be like, I wish I had a vacation.
Yes.
I did that one time at my last job, and I was out maybe like 8 months.
Mm-hmm.
And then I had to come out permanently.
Oh, wow.
I messed up my hand, and I was like, wow.
Right.
So be careful of asking them for some time off, honey.
I know that's right. Well, with that said, again, you are on with Love Fantasy with the Diva Squad, and before we get started in our topics, we just like to state a few things. This is pretty much an adult, you know, topic, you know, show. However, we do have some listeners that are younger than 18, and we try to keep it civil as possible. Everything anybody states is totally their opinion and no profanity. I know sometimes it slips out. It some words here and there slips out, but we try to do no profanity on this show simply because we do have a few younger listeners. We like to just maintain that respect. Again, what everybody states is their own opinion. We're not here to fix anybody. However, if we can encourage you somehow, feel free to take what we say and use it. So, we like to have a nice time on this show. There's Rich Money, who is our CEO, puts a lot of time and money into this, and we just want to maintain that respect. Shout out to Rich and Lavina, his sidekick, Nino and G Money right there. Oh, God. That was a little So, If you ladies have no announcements or something you would like to say, then we'll get started with our show.
I just want to wish my oldest sister, may she rest in peace, a happy birthday today. I love you. I miss you. There's no words to express, but happy birthday, baby.
Amen. Aww. May she rest in peace. Happy birthday in heaven. Yep, happy birthday in heaven, and may God continue to cover you too, T, with strength and comfort, you know, with his blood. So, Rachel, do you have anything?
I do have an announcement to make.
Okay.
You know, we have, definitive praise for the second hour of our show. Today we're going to switch it up a bit, and when the time comes, we're going to have Diva Mail. Diva Mail.
Ah,
we have fans that have submitted letters or requests for topics. So I'll be reading a letter from a mail later.
And, that's what's up.
Yes, Shut yes. Diva Mail.
Okay. And, you know, shout out to all our listeners and callers and everything. We thank you for the support. Calling in is very important to us. You know, it means a lot, calling in, kicking it with us and everything. And even if you don't hear them on the radio, there's hundreds of people that are on the internet actually listening to the show, you know. And we appreciate you. And continue to call and encourage somebody else to call and tell their friends and tell their friends and tell their friends. Call the more the merrier. We welcome everybody to the show. So, you know, call in and kick it with us. We do not bite.
Angie. I also want to ask everyone that's listening, the callers and everyone, to keep Kia, which is one of our faithful callers, in their prayer, her and her family. She lost a loved one, so keep her in the prayers, too.
Yes. Shout out to you. Big hugs to you, Kia, and your family. God bless you guys, too. And may you guys find comfort in him as well. You know, This is, what season is this? Is this Virgo season still?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I just want to send a shout out to the Virgos. Happy birthday to anybody out there on internet land that's listening that has a birthday. Happy birthday, you know, and enjoy your day, you know.
Yes.
So, all right, ladies, with that said, if we got all of that stuff out of the way, all the, you know, still important things, we're going to get into our topics. Y'all ready?
Yeah, okay. Boy.
I'm roll. Okay, the first topic is, why is it hard to let go of somebody you love? That you, you know, you guys are no longer together or whatever. So why is it so hard to let go of someone you love?
Wow.
That's a tough question.
It really is, because, I mean, you can look at that in a whole lot of situations.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, it depends on the time that you've been together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, what you may have accomplished with one another,
mm-hmm.
during that relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Or you just don't want to let go.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's like saying, like, letting go of a loved one, regardless, you know, to death or whatever.
Right, right.
You just,
right.
Some people just can't let go.
Yes, I find it hard to let go.
Oh, yes.
Sorry, my dog is barking and hacking.
Yes.
Up.
I thought that was a hand clap. I thought that was a hour. I thought it was, too.
That's my dog, and I walked out at the same time he started barking, so I had to make a U-turn. I got a Yorkie dog. You know, they barkers, you know.
Yeah, but
I apologize for that.
That could be a whole lot of twist and turn in that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, some people are afraid of letting go. No matter what they're going through, they may feel like, hey,
well, see,
I
you know
might
what?
As well stick it out because I can't do anything else.
You said an important thing right there when you said they're afraid. That's what happens a lot of times. Fear takes over. Fear takes over, the fear of being alone, the fear of somebody else having what you had, or something to that effect. You know, it's just fear. But you know what fear is? False evidence appearing real. So, you know, you have to, you know, somehow get a hold of yourself. You know what I'm saying? I was speaking with a friend earlier, and we were speaking about emotion and feeling.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is a major part of everything, is emotion and feelings, and then it's actuality.
Right.
So, you know, your emotions at the time when you first got together is telling you that you love this person. You understand what I'm saying? Now,
mm-hmm.
once you feel you're growing and it gets to the point where the person that you're with no longer wants to be with you, then the feelings kick in. This is where the feelings kick in now. It's kicking the emotion over. Now it's kicking in the feeling. You know what I'm saying? So,
mm-hmm.
it then. But the actuality is that what you had is over. What
right.
you had is over. So the problem at that point now is your head and your heart are fighting against each other.
Right.
And
right.
your heart fights against each other, and that's a hard pill right there.
Yeah,
and I tell anybody,
you know,
and that's from experience, you know.
And to some, it may be easy to tell that next person,
mm-hmm.
you know, you just got to let it go. They sometimes don't have it in their heart or head, like you said,
mm-hmm.
that they can manage to let go.
Well, see, you know, your heart's telling you one thing. Your heart is like, oh, I love this man or woman or whatever. I love this person. But your head is like, all the stuff that we've been through and what he's doing to me now, why?
I've been there, done that. Mm-hmm. I can almost say I'm there now, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And see, that's
you
why.
Know, it's like a two-way street.
That's what I'm telling
you.
Do
I
what
let
I'm saying.
Him go? You know, and he's probably saying on the other hand, do I let her go? And it's like right when you're at that point that you can make up your mind that, you know what, I'm done.
Mm-hmm.
Soon as you feel like that you're done, here comes a phone call, text, visit, or something.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. It's like, anything.
I mean, just like...
Well, temptation, temptation is a mammy jammy. You know that. Temptation is a mug. One of your worst enemies is temptation.
Yep. Oh, yeah.
Yep.
Temptation. It ain't easy saying no. It's not
yeah,
easy.
It definitely isn't. It definitely isn't. But let me tell you something. The more you say no, the more you say no to, you know, something that's detrimental to you, the more you're building yourself up. You know what I'm saying? By commission and omission, which is whether you know it or not, you're building yourself up. You know what I'm saying? So it's the fact that you're trying to get a hold of yourself. Simply because, again, and I've stated this many other times in many different conversations, we can't control what anybody else does. We cannot control it. We can't control it. You know, even if we try to contribute to it or however, we cannot control what anybody else does. You know.
Well, I look at it like this. It may be something that I'm doing that the next person don't care for, and it may be something you're doing that I don't care for.
Mm-hmm.
But who am I to tell you to stop what you're doing when it's something that I may be doing that you don't care about?
Absolutely.
And
well, see,
I'm
this
not
is where the communication
you
comes.
Want me to stop.
Yeah, this is where communication comes into play. You know, we have to sit down and communicate. We're like, listen, I don't particularly agree or, you know, like what that is or whatever the situation is. You don't particularly agree with it, you know, and you have to communicate how you actually feel. You know, and not a lot of that goes on nowadays. Now people just let it do what it do for that moment, and we'll work everything else out later. And then it's too late.
Right, right.
And then it's too late, you know, because who's going to sit around, you know, 24/7 hoping? You know, you got to get out and do some kind of work here. Got to put in that footwork.
I agree.
You know, you have to put in that footwork, so...
So what are y'all feedback on why you think it's so hard to let go?
Wow.
And you stated a lot of good points. Go ahead, Rachel. I'm sorry.
Wow. Just unfinished, you know, unfinished business, unfinished feelings.
Yeah.
You know, that feeling that you just don't, like you said, like Angie said it. You said it a lot of words. Wow. In my experience, I knew that the relationship that I was in was toxic. I knew that I had long stopped being, having that longing, that feeling of being in love for that person, but I still did love that person. It was hard for me to let go.
Mm-hmm.
So hard. So hard. I had even tried getting in another relationship, falling in love with another man, but still not feeling that full effect of what I wanted.
Right.
So I ended up going back to that toxic relationship, going back to it. And then still, it was toxic and it was unhappy and it was just full of just, oh, wow.
Grief and everything.
Negativity. But I had to go through that experience. I had to get it out of my system. You have to get that person out of your system.
Yeah,
you got
to shake it off.
Yeah, if you don't have that person out of your system, you're going to keep wanting to see that person, wanting to talk to
that person,
wanting to communicate with that person. You have to completely get it out of your system.
That old baggage.
Yeah, exactly.
I took that baggage with me into the new relationship, and it hurt so bad, the new relationship, because the new relationship is what I should have been in, and it ended up not being because that person was not willing to take me with that baggage that I was not willing to let go.
Right, right.
And it was hurtful. It was hurtful.
Wow. Well, that's the thing. Again, we just, you know, we fear so much. You know, still, again, being afraid of letting something go from that previous relationship. We're like, I don't know what it is, but I just can't let that go. Sometimes we have questions of why that are never answered.
Uh-huh.
That are never answered. Like, why did this happen? Why? And guess what? You're still asking that why. You know what I'm saying? So at that point, we're like, I have to dust myself off, get a hold of myself, and pick myself and keep it moving. KIM. You know what I'm saying?
Easier said than done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It takes a long time. And let me tell you something, and this is the truth. I have a cousin who was married, you know, I guess he was just so in love with his wife.
Uh-huh.
They've been, she left him, no lie, how old am I, 40? She might have left him 30 years ago. You know,
she told her age.
I said that out loud, oh, Lord.
Yes, you did.
Oh, God. Anyway, we're moving along from that. Now, I don't mind telling my age. It was about maybe 30 years ago, his wife left him. Do you know he's never been with another woman since? Never been.
Wow.
He went into this spiral depression that he just got stuck there.
Uh-huh.
Wow. He got stuck there. That
can happen.
Couldn't move on.
Wow.
That's soulmate.
Yep.
You know.
He saw something in her that she just didn't see in him, you know. And, you know, at that point when they separated, his brain just got stuck there.
Yeah.
Wow.
But we just can't question physics sometimes. The natural ability of some things, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's a hard pill.
Mind over matter. A lot of times it's just mind over matter.
That's true.
I know I'm changing the subject a little bit, but recently I've been trying to lose weight. But yet, you know, I don't want to put down my potato chips, and I don't want to stop eating at night. And, mind over. I don't even want to go. I didn't want to go to the gym. It took me so long. But it's mind over matter. You just tell yourself, you know what? I'm going to do this. I can do this. I can do this.
Right.
You know?
Right.
And you just get up and do it. Just get
but,
up and
but
do
that,
it.
But that mind over matter, if you don't mind, it don't matter.
That's
where it starts. It starts in your brain. It starts in your head.
Exactly.
So you have to learn to control your thought process, number one. You know what I'm saying? Trust me, the Bible says you can sin in thought as well as deed. That means
starts
in your head first. Like, you know what? I might have had this thought in my head, like, you got to kick that.
Mm-hmm.
It might go back to that same thought again at another time. Nah, you got to kick that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because if you're not careful,
like
people will play on that. P-R-E-Y.
You know, I've tried to seem like everything,
mm-hmm.
and I can't let it go.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a relationship is like that, too. It's a bad habit. You get
a
so caught
it's
up in
addicting.
It. You get addicted and caught up in it. You know, and you, like, to your own self, why should I let it go? I've dealt with so many different things. Why let it go now?
Right. So with that said, let me ask another question.
Right.
Would you continue to be in a relationship that you know the person is in love with somebody else?
Well, see, now they're lives again.
Wow.
If they're in love with somebody else, but you continuously coming around me, what's that saying?
Mm-hmm. Can't have your cake and eat it too.
Exactly.
Honestly, that just won't do.
I had a friend.
This flu, that's my jump right there.
and they were with this person for maybe 4 or 5 years.
Uh-huh.
And they met this other person. And, like, within less than 2 years' time, they married the other person, right?
Mm-hmm.
But you're calling and constantly trying to get in contact with the one that you was with for 4 or 5 years.
Mm. That's just, some people are just greedy.
Yeah. They dog.
And there's really no other way to put
that.
They
dog.
When I was in the relationship with the new man, I would cry to him. I would cry to him constantly and let him know I'm still not over this person. I don't want to have this person still in my heart. I don't
mm-hmm.
want to still want. I don't want to. I would cry to this man in the beginning.
Wow.
And he would allow me to. Eventually he got tired of it because I just couldn't let go. But it was so sad. So sad. I but I was able to confess to it. You know, it was just hard. It was so very hard.
Yeah.
Hard.
Well, see, at least again that you admitted it. You didn't try to cover it up. You know,
exactly.
You didn't try to mask it, because that's when it'll linger forever. When you try to cover something up, it'll linger forever. That's just like a open wound. You get cut on your arm or something. You keep it covered, it's going to stay moist, and it's going to keep growing with bacteria. But once you expose it to the air, it'll dry out, and it'll go away eventually. Now, that's not to say a scar won't be left.
Mm-hmm. Right.
A scar may be left, you know, but again, the wound can heal. But you can't mask it up, and that's an important thing. You uncovered that, you know. You didn't keep him stringing along, thinking like, oh, it's just me and you. I don't want nothing to do with this person, and you know what I'm saying? Because you have people out there that'll do that. Like, whatever. No, I have feelings. You know what I'm saying? Especially if you have something invested. Like children or years or something.
Sometimes you never get that closure.
Mm-hmm.
What happens if that person, you know, just go to heaven or hell or wherever, and you don't get that closure?
Mm.
What are you going to do then?
Well, see, that's why you got to be ready at all times. You understand what I'm saying? Make sure that even if you can't tell the person you love them, show them something. Show them that you love them, which is more important to me anyway. That's why I said my kids really don't have to even tell me they love me, because they always show me. They always show me that they love me by respecting me. You know, they show me. They don't ever have to tell me. They show me. You know what I'm saying? Very affectionate children. So, you know, that's really important. Now, if you're not able to show that person, that's when you call them up and say, you know what, I love you.
Right.
I love you. You know, and it ain't even got to be for no reason or nothing. I just love you because, you know, that's just what it is.
I put up a lot of times on my page, you know, tell someone you love them today. Tomorrow's not even promised. The next second is not promised. I mean, like, we sitting here talking right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if it's our time, before this show is over, one of us could be gone.
Mm-hmm. Right?
You know, and why have animosity or regrets or hate towards somebody, and you didn't even get a chance to tell them, you know, I love you. Despite of what we've been through, I love you.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
You know.
Well, see, you know, a lot of times when it comes to, like, relationships and being in love with a person, you have to do that, too. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's forgiveness.
Yeah.
Once you can actually forgive a person, forgive them, then you can move on. You understand?
Angie, you have to forgive. Angie, you just stabbed me because at one time, I think it's a gift. And I can say that at one time, I had that gift. I accepted it and embraced it with pride.
Yeah.
Now, God is working on me because it's hard. It's hard for me. I have been hurt. I have been hurt so bad.
Yeah.
I have hurt people. And as much as I long for forgiveness, it's hard for me to forgive some of the people that have hurt me.
It's hard.
Yeah.
Oh,
see, that comes from that old wound that leaves that scar.
And you know, sometimes it's like, well, if this person doesn't love me like I love them, why am I even here? But you know, you got to have something else to focus on.
Yeah.
I had to tell a friend of mine just what's today, Wednesday?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe Sunday or Monday. Look, you know, she talking about, well, I don't even know why I'm even alive. Sweetheart, don't ever go there. Behind a man?
Oh.
Well, he respects everybody else, but he don't respect me. Okay, so you need to do something about that.
Yeah.
But you got three beautiful daughters.
Yeah.
And you going to let a man let you take your life?
Yeah. Yeah.
You better seek God, honey, with the quickness. You better seek some type of help, because that's not even healthy, you even talking about it.
Oh no! Listen though, I gotta say, if it wasn't for my belief in God and fear of going to hell, I would definitely have taken my own life a few times.
Honey, I've been there, done that too.
Mm.
But you know, at the end of the day, it wasn't worth it.
Exactly.
Guess what? I would have been dead and gone And guess what? That man would have still been doing the same thing he was doing while I was living.
Relationship addiction. Relationship addiction is a mother. You hear me?
So, man, hey.
Addiction is crazy.
Uh-huh.
But that's what it becomes after a while. It becomes an addiction. An addiction or an obsession. You know.
Divas, hold that thought. We're going to go to our first song. Hopefully, whoever is out there listening, the callers, the number to call is 646-200-3838. You can press that 1 to get in on the topic with us, Divas. But at this present time, we're going to go to our first song.
Else, and what they all they see is what's on the outside. They don't know what those people got going on in their homes, and you know what I'm saying, and stuff like that personally.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that can be a problem. So,
yeah. Well, actually, that was Mano.
Yeah, that's Mano's song.
Robin Nova. That could be us.
That could be us, be us.
I mean, and honestly, yeah, I mean, you know, hey, it could be us going through whatever.
Yeah, that's true. It could be us. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, the entertainment field, they put on a really nice show when it comes to stuff. You know what I'm saying? So all you see is the happy times when they out partying. I guess, which is good, too, to promote happy times, but you still don't know what's going on. And they could be having serious issues going on, too. So that's why it's not really good to compare yourself to other people like that.
True.
You know, other people's relationships and such.
I agree.
Yeah.
So, you know, but again, letting go.
Huh?
You just don't know about, you know, letting go of that loved one. Like I say, that could rock out in a whole lot of different ways.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, because people deal with things differently. Everybody, you know,
yeah.
Not everybody handles every situation the same.
Exactly.
You know?
I agree.
You know, not everybody is strong as other people.
True.
No?
True.
And even when you try to be strong, sometimes you're just not. You get to a weak moment like, oh, man, I can't do this right now.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Bless you.
Thank you. I'm sorry.
Bless you.
Changing of the weather, man. It caught me. You know, I got spoiled with opening my window, which I have open now. But
oh yes,
I enjoy fresh air. But yeah, it, you know, it's all in what you want. You know what I'm saying? Like, but again, you can't get yourself hung up on somebody who doesn't want to be bothered with you.
Yeah.
At some point, you have to say, listen, you know, I can't continue to sit around here. Now you're going to end up missing out because you got yourself hung up on this person that don't even want to be bothered with you.
And, you know, another thing, you know, when you think about it, even when you let go,
uh-huh.
You know, and you try to do something differently,
mm-hmm.
when that person comes and try to step back in your life, you got to be strong enough to say, you know what, I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done.
Yeah.
You know, because that one phone call, that one seeing that person, that one text can start all the riffraff right over again. And you're in the same predicament. It may go good for, I ain't going to even say a month. It could go good for a few days. But that person, if they're not ready to commit and ready to be in love like you're in love,
mm-hmm.
then you're going to go through the same identical thing. But they're going to try to block you from being there with that person, you know, that you're trying to start a new relationship or love or what, however you want to do it. Oh,
well,
yeah.
Josie, you know what? Again, we were speaking about toxins. Now, your thought process, you can be detrimental to your own self because these people, this person is showing you everything there is to know that's telling you to keep it moving,
mm-hmm.
and you somehow still can't let go. That means you're toxic to yourself.
Yeah.
You know?
Exactly.
You're toxic to yourself. So then you have to get something, you got to tell yourself, like, listen, get it together, you know. He's showing me he's out there with somebody else.
Like self, you know.
Self.
Like the song, Self-Destruction.
Yeah, exactly. Like I said,
you're headed for self-destruction.
Yep, yeah, and again, your brain, you could have so many things going on in your head, and the thing about it, nobody else knows what's going on unless you say.
And guess what? At the end of the day, you can't blame nobody but yourself.
Yep. Once again, folks, you on the line with the Diva Squad, Love Fantasy, 646-238-3838. You can press 1, leave a comment, or say what you need to say, get in on the topic. We would appreciate people calling. We do appreciate you guys calling in anyway and listening. We see all the listeners out there. We see the line is lit up. So, you know, you don't have to be afraid to press 1 and get on the line. We're not here to expose anybody for anything.
No.
You know, a lot of people do. They get it like, I'm not going to. A lot of my friends I talk to are like, I ain't going on.
You
ain't got
to tell your name. You can say that you're Holly from Wisconsin. Say that you're Hammy's from
Exactly.
Hill City Town. You can, you know,
calling that Beyonce or somebody.
But you know what? Sometimes some of our topics, if I've been there, I sometimes get that closure and a relief of like just talking about what I went through at that time. You know, but
yeah. Again, like you said, you don't have to even state your name. You could even use it as a friend going through it or whatever.
Absolutely.
You know, hey, we're here, as Angie say all the time, we don't judge anybody. It's not
we
anybody.
We all that power. We all
you know,
that power.
Because my God is the only one that can judge me.
Hmm.
Get that next man, you know, because I don't care what you say, you still can't judge me.
Yeah. It's all about sharing, you know what I'm saying? You share your story, I share mine.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we just like kicking it. And again, like you said, you call in and you get that release. You're like, I got that off my chest.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I've been holding that. I ain't know who to talk to or whatever. You know what
I'm saying? I know when I very first started calling DQ Palette, way in the beginning when Lavina would send me the post and you know, tell me to call in the DQ Palette, and I'm like, I don't know what the heck you're trying to have me do. So one day she texted me, call me, it's urgent. So I'm thinking, you know, maybe something happened to somebody in the family. So she got me on the phone and she said, you gotta call the show, something. So I called her the very first time. And I'm listening and I'm like, oh my goodness, I really like this show. I'm gonna call more and more. So I started calling more and more. Then I started pressing 1, and because I heard so many subjects and topics that were like what I was going through, and I needed to also vent, which would help me get through a lot of what I was going through. And this was over a year ago, and then now I'm a host, and I've come a long way. I've learned so much. I've gone through
it. I fed up.
You Palace has helped me through my hard times, and I'm so grateful.
I hear that. Shout out to Lavina and Rich. You know what I'm saying? You know. The wonderful thing, and that's the same thing with me too, you know what I'm saying? And I see you used to post the stuff on there, so let me call and see, you know, what's going on or whatever.
Yeah, because, I mean, well, you know, I've been there since day one. I've enjoyed it. They've both been there for me. And like I said, you know, to just have been able to share so much, you know, like right now I'm able to share so much from these topics.
Yep.
And, you know, I'm sitting here, like, not dumbfounded, but like, wow, I just talked about something that I ain't been able to talk about in years. You know, because I didn't know how somebody else may look at me. But, you know, to, like you say, that release, man, ain't nothing better than that release. Yeah, I mean, you know, just talking about it. Like I say, a lot of times talking about it will give you so much release, and you know, it'd be like the world is off your shoulders then.
Yeah, my God, I've been holding this all this time.
Right.
All I had to do was call in, you know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Oh, please. It does. You know, when you have somebody that just sometimes you don't, all you need is somebody to listen. You don't need nobody to say anything, you don't need no advice. You just need somebody to listen, like, oh, thank you, you know what I'm saying? And maybe
right.
get an
well,
occasional
we have,
hug after the conversation.
We have someone who wants us to listen. Mike is on the line. Mike, are you there?
Yes, I am here, ladies. How are y'all doing?
What's goody, Mike? What's goody?
Hey, Mike.
What's going on, ladies?
You got it.
How are you, Mike?
Oh,
I'm okay. I ain't hear from y'all in a while, so.
I know that's right. We got one of our faithful callers on the line, folks. This is Big Mike. Is in the building with the Diva Squad. So, have you heard our topic for the evening? Yeah,
no,
yeah, it's been a while. It's been a while. We don't have your rival on the line tonight. Shout out to Kia. You know, big hugs to Kia and your family. Yeah. Have you heard our topic for tonight?
No.
Why is it so hard to let go of somebody that you love? when you see they moved on. Huh? Why is it so hard?
I think it really depends.
Uh-huh.
Because if you're in love with somebody, and the fact of it is, y'all break up, and you see this person, they look like they do, they much happier without you. It gives you like a dull feeling, like a real upset feeling, because you're like, all right, I did everything I'm supposed to do with this person, and now they're with this person, they act like they're happier without me. But
right.
I think later on down the line, they'll realize the person they with, the grass ain't always greener on the other side.
Absolutely.
That's what a lot of people gotta realize.
Absolutely. That is so true.
That's
that 80-20.
But when they realize that their grass is not as green or on the other side, they want to try to step back in the picture.
Mm-hmm. And you know it. That's what happened.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I think they make it hard for themselves, some people.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of times, two people are in a relationship because of convenience, too. You know, and nothing more.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's convenient,
yeah, right.
You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Exactly. Right. Been
so,
there.
And that's exactly where you'd be stuck at. And then at that time, when you thinking that, oh, we're doing good and whatever, you ain't doing this or she not doing that or whatever, you're just there because it's convenient. You got a car, you got a house, ain't got to really pay no bills because you know what I'm saying? That's already held down. I don't have to do no extra. You know what I'm saying? I don't have to put nothing forward. Of course they're gonna stick around.
Exactly.
Yeah, so
exactly.
I think when you say it's hard to love someone, what was your topic again?
why is it hard to let go?
I think they make it hard to let go. I really do. I mean, don't get me wrong, the lovesick feeling is a bad feeling. It's a real bad feeling.
It's crazy.
You can't do nothing. You understand?
All you're doing is thinking of that person. Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You don't want to do nothing.
You get over it and then see the person with somebody, after you get over it, you'll be like, okay. But while you're still going through it and you see them with somebody, some feelings are uncontrollable.
That's true. And another thing too, you have to distinguish between an actual feeling or just an emotion. You know what I'm saying? Love is not a feeling. It's actually a lifestyle. So, you know, what is it you have? You know what I'm saying? So you might have thought you had one thing with this person, and the other person had some. You know what I'm saying? Y'all really wasn't on the same page to begin with. If y'all was that, and if he was that much in love with you as you were him, or vice versa, her with him or whatever, then there would be nobody else. You know what I'm saying? It would be nobody else. Not that you ever won't have a physical attraction or something to somebody else, because that's just by nature. But you suppress those feelings.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You suppress that. You get past that. Of course,
true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I had a man like, oh, he look good. You know what I'm saying? A little eye candy. That's all that is. As far as anything else, if you're in love with that person you're with, ain't nothing's going to come between that.
Exactly. I don't care if you see Denzel.
Yeah,
you know?
Listen, they just good to look at. You know what I'm saying? Look at Nicki Minaj, got all this booty and boobs and stuff she done built. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Dudes like looking at that. You know what I'm saying? It's not, you go on and look.
But you know, don't make somebody else miserable.
Right, exactly.
You know, because you want to be player of the year or whatever.
Exactly. Like I said, that's where you gotta suppress that. You know, oh man, let me shake this real quick. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but you know, if you stay in it so long, it ain't no shaking.
Yeah.
You know, you just to set yourself up for self destruction again.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a bad thing too. How a lot of people stay in relationships because of their kids. Not good. I don't think it's good at all.
What's that?
How a lot of people say they're in a relationship because of their kids.
Yeah, I've been there.
And in all reality, you're not in no relationship.
Nope, that's not a relationship at all.
No.
That's what I said.
Because you doing you and he doing him.
That convenience.
What does the relationship come in at?
Yep, that's that convenience.
An open relationship?
Yep.
Or you want to go up to the next person and holler, well, that's my man or that's my woman because she has my child? I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. You know what? You have some people out there like that. Now,
girl, you ain't got to tell
where
me.
Where they say, oh, that's my baby father, whatever. And when you out, you want him to show you all kinds of respect, which he should, you know. But when he's with somebody else, you are just the baby mama. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
You can't get mad because he out rocking out with the next chick. Y'all start hanging out in different spots. Stop going where he hang out, y'all, or vice versa.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
Clap it up for that.
So y'all embrace, you know what I'm saying, say what's up, and then keep it moving.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You know
see
what I'm saying?
We ain't
in no club parenting. We ain't parenting right now.
Right. And see what Mike think about the second topic.
Okay. The second topic is... Would you stay in a relationship with somebody that you know is in love with somebody else?
Are you really?
I know, Mike.
You gotta be a. My grandfather used to say a cotton picking fool.
Oh, I ain't heard those words in a long time.
A numb nut.
But you're right, Mike. You're right.
Well, see, that's where that comes in, where people say because of the kids, and you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That's where that comes into play.
Exactly.
That's when that comes into play.
That's when they want to use the kids. Yeah, you know, but we got the kids, and, you know, let's stay together, and, you know, but some people, they arrogant, and it's bad I have to use the word arrogant, because they know the situation, and they still put themselves in that situation, and that's the bad part about it. Because you know what's going on, and you still choose to put yourself in that situation. I ain't gonna lie, I was arrogant at one point, so that's how I know.
but you know, that's a good thing because you able to talk about it. You got some people say, "Well, I never do this, or I ain't never been in that situation." Stop lying to yourself.
Yeah.
Stop lying
to
yourself.
That's exactly what they're doing, lying to yourself.
I mean, because if you can't be honest with yourself, you definitely can't be honest with the next person.
You and nobody else. Huh?
You know, because you're going to always have that lie to just sit back. You know, you ain't perfect. God ain't even perfect. I mean,
God is the only one that is perfect.
Well, yeah, I was giving you hear me get rid of change.
Yeah,
though,
I was
right?
gonna correct you on that one.
But
I'm
saying,
I'm glad I ain't standing next to you right now.
Ah! But you heard me get rid. Listen, it didn't take me nothing but a second to clean that one up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
But you know, that's another thing. A lot of people want to holler about. Well, I wouldn't even go through that. Oh, if I would let go. Okay, that's what your mouth say.
Uh-huh.
Is that why I seen you the last few times I seen you looking like a little Muppet dog sitting on the corner? Because you can't let go? Come on now. Be true. Be honest with yourself.
They say that until they actually see him with somebody else.
Have to go,
then you be ready to fight and act all ratchet and hood boogerish and all that shit.
Ain't nothing but a clown. Ooh. That's what it is.
Mm. Say that again. Acting like buffoons out there. Come on now. I ain't lying.
That's really the bad part of life for people. So they feel to stay in a relationship for the kids and everything like that. And then it comes down to the fact of how the kids feel. You know what I mean?
Right.
Right. Right.
Because now you're dealing with the kids.
Yeah.
Right.
But you know, at the same time, if you're not happy, why be there?
Right.
Yeah, and you know what?
Because
that's not even
you're
healthy
only
for the kids.
That kid.
That's
you're
not even healthy
the
for
kid.
The kids to see, yep.
Exactly.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, that's the only person that is going to end up hurting, ruining. Then that kid, him or her, is going to feel like when they come up, oh, it's all right to dog out a person.
Right.
It's all right,
right
for me and my mate to live together. We got a kid. And she doing her and I'm doing me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know,
that ain't safe. Especially nowadays. Ugh.
Man,
going.
You better be careful about what you do out there.
So,
where you
know,
could be pleasured that you could have. And, you know, love one another and get your little groove on. Man, you got to be real careful because you don't know what somebody carrying out there nowadays.
Exactly.
I ain't talking about no gun either. I ain't talking about no weapon.
Well, see, now
everybody's weapon, all right, but it's a deadly weapon.
Mm-hmm. Now, nowadays, everybody's forced into this modern day dating, which is, it's like dating is an overstatement, but that's just for a lack of a better word. Nobody even dates anymore. Who, you know what I'm saying? Not like they used to. Now it's just like, oh, I want to hit that. You know what I'm saying?
Right, right.
I want to hit that. Or, you know, it's just a travesty. So it gives me
a
headache sometimes.
Can I ask y'all
what
question?
What happened?
Can I ask y'all a question?
Sure.
Uh-huh.
Okay, now let me ask you. Do you feel like, man, with the kid situation, if a father is beating up his wife and he have a son and a daughter, do you think the son will beat up somebody and the daughter will let a man beat on her?
Could possibly happen. It could possibly happen.
Repeat that question.
Because
okay, if you got a family that's in a domestic violence and a father is beating on a mother and they have a son and a daughter, do you think the son will grow up beating on females and then you think the daughter will let guys beat on her?
I think it's definitely possible that the son would grow up. Especially if the son sees that mother not defending herself.
Right.
Yeah. And if once that son does get to the age where he is big enough to step in and say, Dad, stop that. You know, Dad, keep your hands off my mommy.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
But he needs to know that that's wrong before he even is able to step in. And if he doesn't see that it's wrong because he doesn't see that mom's not fighting back.
Right,
then
right.
He doesn't see that mom, then he's that's a dangerous situation right there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, that's why I always promise myself that I would never, never take my kids through that. You understand what I'm saying? Because I don't have to. And I'm going to control that situation.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? If I see it comes to that point where this dude wants to get physical or whatever, it's time to go.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
It's time to go. And that's where some of these women get this fear of being alone or something about this man that has her holding on to him, even though he does all these bad things.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Because trust me, that one thing that he do, you got a man that do six times as much.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
So, I mean, you have some women out there abusive too. I don't want to just dog men out, but you have
some
women
about that.
that are just as abusive, you know. That could be very abusive to some men, because I've seen it where this chick just, like, slaps on her man, like, really, though? Now, if he was to do that to her, then she'd be ready
to call the man.
Call the police, lock him up, and,
Oh, Lord Jesus.
And we have to show kids different when it comes to that.
Yeah.
So, but with that said, we are entering our second hour of our show. And we have Diva Mail.
Let's see how this goes. All right. For our listeners out there, those of you who are listening, please start pressing 1, like we said. You do not have to reveal your name and where you're from. You can be a totally different person if you want. We would love for you to join in on the conversation. Those of you who are listening on the web, call the number.
Yes.
The phone lines are open. And press 1. Join in on our conversation. We have entered the portion of our show where we have received mail. Diva Mail, it is from a male. We're not revealing any names. Okay. I am a male, married for 14 years to my wife. I love her. We have 2 young kids. She recently went back to work. And she also recently revealed to me that...
Wait, I can't hear you.
Okay, can you hear me louder? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, speak up a little bit.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah,
I can hear you loud and clear. Okay,
before I read this again, we have Silver Fox on the line. Silver Fox, are you there?
Wait, where my claps at? Where my claps? I thought it started to clap and like, there you go.
That's what we're talking about. What's up? My favorite family, boy. Y'all always be talking about some good stuff. I was sitting back listening, playing with my baseball bat, like, yeah, with him.
We put you in that mood. Wow.
I'm only kidding. You know? Yeah, I'm just saying. I thought somebody was reading something off, though, reading something from a letter, and I wanted to listen and hear that.
We have a new portion of our show called Diva Mail. Can y'all hear me now?
Yes.
Yeah, you sound so crystal clear.
Oh, well, thank you. Diva Mail. Okay, I'm going to read the Diva Mail, and then we can go into the topics again since you want to hear the Diva Mail. Okay, listen. I am a male, married 14 years to my wife. I love her. We have 2 young kids. She recently went back to work. She also recently revealed to me that she never really wanted to have kids. And that she has someone else. She has moved out, yeah. And she has moved out and is living with her parents and has left the kids with me. Yeah.
Oh.
He wants to know is being single better than being in the wrong relationship? Wow. But before we answer that question, let's get into what he said. Okay, he's been married 14 years. Well, he didn't say that there were any red flags, you know, that he's seen. Maybe she was hanging out late one night or whatever. It would be nice if he would call in, you know, so that we could speak to him. But I don't know. That's painful.
Wow.
That is a hard pill to swallow.
Yeah. You know what I think? Oh, am I still on too?
Go ahead. Yes.
Well, you know what I think? I think he should be laughing at her. Take the kid, you know what I mean? Hit her up for child support, you know
That's
what I'm saying?
True.
And raise them. Also, make sure they go to college because she's going to have to pay for that too. You know what I'm saying? And just raise them. You know what I mean? Raise them kids as a single parent. Boy, do you know how
there
many women would be looking at him like, ooh, you a man. You a man that's standing up for your... Boy, by the doing.
You know, the message is that people shouldn't start something they can't finish.
Well, you know what? The thing is, she acts like she didn't want to be in it anyway. He probably fell asleep on her or something. You know what I mean? If you in a marriage and you find somebody, that means you in a marriage and you looking for something else. That's like, man, so that means you wasn't, I'm just a stopover. I'm just that guy that you had some kids by so you could keep me up in the crib. And you, I mean, if she got kids, how she going to find time to find somebody else? That's like crazy.
True. Yeah. That got me
too. So
yeah, I got to.
Yeah, that's just, you know, I'm going to try and keep my opinions real brief. You know, I keep going and going.
And we understand, because I know I get long-winded too sometimes. They need to mute me all the time. Cut her mic off.
I hear you over there. See, what's up? You all right? You good?
Huh?
What's up? I said, you good? You all right?
Yeah,
I'm just saying hello. I'm just hearing voices. I already heard Lavina, so, you know. Where Rich Money at, Rich?
You ain't hear no Lavina.
Nah, you didn't hear Lavina on the line tonight.
Not on the line, but I mean, somebody picked up the phone and said, hey, baby. And I was like, hey, Lavina, that's you.
Okay.
Hey, I'm going to put you in Q. I was on the line for like an hour waiting. No, we had a little time. I'm on the camera. I know you listening. I'm only kidding.
Uh-oh. You done started something. Fox.
Nah, but on the serious.
I mean, Platinum Fox.
Platinum Fox. Thank you. I'm going to have to embroider. I'm going to get that tattooed on my back.
All right.
So they can see it when I'm walking away from them. and taking the kids going, it's all right, it's all good, it's okay. Let me ask you something,
Silver Fox. Why do you think it's so hard to get over somebody that you love?
Because when you love somebody, first of all, it's intimacy. And it's hard to get over intimacy. I mean, you know, because when you love somebody, you're going all in. It's like, yo, you know what? I'm a love you like you ain't never been loved. And then all of a sudden, when that breaks up, it's like, you know what? You know, and then for a woman, it's really, you know, in my opinion, I'm not, you know, I'm a man, you know. But for a woman, I think it's more difficult because a woman gives of herself. She gives of her inside, you know, and us as a man, we're going inside, and you give emotionally, you give physically, and you give unconditionally. Mm-hmm. But, you know, some men are not geared like that. They geared to be like, well, you know, yeah, I'm in love. And then this girl walks by and it's like, damn, I was in love, but, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, and women do it too, just like how my dude rolled in. It's like he thought he was in love and had a wife and some kids, and then she, you know, she gone. So it's hard to get out of that. I mean, I've been through breakups myself, been through little heartaches, you know what I mean, boo-hoo. And but it's like, you know, everybody goes through it, and it's hard, but you learn from it. And one thing that is hard on the next person.
Clap it up for that one. Definitely be hard on the next one. That's them blurred lines.
Yeah, that was a good question, though. That's a good question. I heard you. I want that sound effect. I'm going to put that on a record or something where they just start clapping. Yeah, I like that. Hey, I heard you talking about abuse. And abuse parents and abusive relationships. And I just wanted to touch on that just briefly, right, to say, like when I came from an abusive, my parent, you know, my father was kind of abusive with my mother until my mother couldn't take anymore. And when I was 8 years old, she decided for the sake of her children that she would separate from him. And, you know, he never changed and all of that. He even tried to become abusive, like, with his kids, you know what I mean? Which is right. What she was doing was to save us as her children. And the thing is that it's me my two brothers and my sister, which is from my father. And none of us are abusive. As far as, if anything, I would be more protective, because me being the oldest, I'm protective of my mother and my brothers and my sister. So it's like, I wouldn't want to do to a woman what somebody did to my mother, you know?
Right, right.
Yeah.
And, but also, however, not but, however, too, if a woman's coming at me with a stick, I'm going to bust that ass. I'm just saying, if she's coming at me with a stick, I'm like, you know, because see, some guys, they can't take it, because you know how your woman gets. Yeah, you lazy ass one. Pick up. Why you ain't pick up that pillow that was on the bed? Why the brother, you know, it's like it becomes like, you know what I mean? It sounds like that. Like, so, you know, but see, I'm a different type of dude. I walk away from that because, you know, because I could beat you. So I'm like, I ain't fighting you. I'm going to go around you. I'll climb out a window to get away. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm like, and then you won't see me again. That's the thing about it. If you know that you're in a violent, and this is for everybody, you know, you can see signs of violence. There's signs that show you that you're with the wrong person. There are signs that tell you, well, wait a minute, this guy cannot take this, or this woman cannot take what, you know, cannot take this. Because this woman that'll pick up their hands and be like, oh, no, you ain't going to be talking to me like this, and we'll bust you up, you know what I mean? So it's not just a man thing. It's not a woman thing. It's a relationship thing. And the thing is that you got to have a foundation for your relationship so that it don't become all of that. But there's a lot of factors that's included. No, real brief. I'm sorry. There's a lot of factors that's included. I mean, alcohol has a basis because it changes people's personality. And you could be, you know, you want some alcohol, and then something that didn't bother you a minute ago, you ready to chop them up, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, now you ready to snap, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, and it's like, you know, so it's all of that drugs, alcohol, you know, and just mannerisms. There's some people that just say hate the world. And then there's somebody
it's
coming in love. Yeah,
angry for no reason.
And those are the people you gotta let them be angry. Let them go. Be like, go ahead, baby.
You can be angry. That's fine. Go ahead. You just be angry over there. I'll be angry.
Yeah.
I'll be over here with Sandy.
So, yeah, you're a cute little angry man. I mean, you know, and women got to look at different things with guys with what they looking for. You know what I mean? Don't just look for the cute dude. You know what I mean? Or don't just go. They looking for, you know, everybody. You know, they want a rough neck. Like, back in the day, MC Light.
Exactly. And they looking for the money, and now all is all about the money. Oh, if you can't pay my bills, if you can't, listen, I'd rather be broke with my sanity than to be rich and miserable. It's not happening. I'm sorry.
Exactly.
I feel you.
I'm sorry. Sue me. Call me what you want, but you can't buy sanity. I'm sorry.
You
could purchase something that might make you feel good for a moment. But after that's gone, after that newness done wore off, you're back to square one. You know what I'm saying? So like you said, Silver Fox, is all in what you're looking for in this relationship. What is it you're looking for? Are you looking for money? All right, you can go out there and find a rich man that'll whoop your tail every day. But you got that money, though.
Yeah.
You got that money. But see, that's the thing for people. My apologies.
Oh, no, Benjamin's.
Yeah, but see, you know, that's the thing, too. Like, a lot of, relationships are better when they start off and you're young. You know what I mean? When you're young, you got advantages because your future is ahead of you. So you're finding somebody that you could build a future with, which is what I keep telling my daughters. Because I got four girls, four daughters.
Oh.
And I tell my daughters, I know. I feel the pain, too. I tell my daughters, the thing is that you have to have somebody that's going to upgrade your standards and that you can help to upgrade theirs so that in life, y'all both can have the things that you need. Because in life, you're going to need to pay for cable, light, gas, electric, this, that, And you need somebody with you that's going to be able to do that and elevate you to the level that you're supposed to be at. But if you keep finding these dudes that's just out there and you see them on the corner and be like, damn, look at that cute guy sitting on the stoop over there smoking that blunt. Damn, he's so cute. You know, it's like, then that's what you're going to get. That's what you're going to get. You're going to get them.
Let me tell you, I wrote a rap similar to that. It's it's called Fala Lala, cause that's what the hook is. Fala Lala Lala, you ain't got nada on the block all night, and they make a stinking dollar. So it's like,
give that to me so I can record that. I give you 33 1/3%. I like that.
You like that? No, it's like, you know, because you have no kind of ambition for anything. You know what I'm saying? You just hanging out on the corner to talk about you hustling and all. You made enough money right now to go buy you some Chinese food. Like, you have no goal. You have some women that love that.
But see, yeah. Because
she'd love to see him out on the block. You know what I'm saying?
But see, if you out on the block, that's where you're going to be at. What you think? You ain't going to be home. You're going to be out on the block.
Out.
So if you want somebody out in the street, I'm telling you, the hustle life, it is about girls, not one girl. It's
right.
Not about one woman, one house. It's about a bunch of women with a bunch of houses, a bunch of places. So you got stash spots, and then you got people jumping on you because you're shining, and because you know what I mean. It's like
that's a whole different show right there. We could go all day about that.
Yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
We could go all day with that show right there. You know what I'm saying? Listen, they've done that too. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, I understand, but I'm just, you know, just from a male perspective, you know, to put that in there, that I'm like, you know, the thing is that I think that a man's character should be the thing that you look for. But there's women that, you know, they're not doing that. They're not looking for a character. You know, that's where that saying goes with nice guys finish last.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you know, and it's just recently people are starting to see the nerds, because the nerds, you know, the guy, the little guy with the glasses and the little bow tie, and he going to
pocket protectors, yeah.
And he put, yeah, those are the cats that's going to be making a loot. They're going to be making a loot in 10 years' time. You know what I mean? That's like,
not only that, they're going to have health benefits to go along with it. Let's talk about some important stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's why those women are jumping on athletes all the time, because they know them college athletes, they're either going to graduate with a degree, or they're going to MBA, or they got a future plan. You know what I mean?
Mm.
It's like, man.
They begging for an athlete to get them pregnant. Knock me up, please. Somebody write this down, because it's going to be one of our shows. Knock me up.
Knock me up.
No, that's crazy.
And
little do they know, they better be careful what they ask for. They're knocking them up and locking them up all at the same damn time.
Yeah.
You hear me? A baby don't hold no relationship together. Just think of the diva mail we got today. Look at that.
Wow. He had a wife and kids. And she's
Yes. And
crazy.
It wasn't him walked out, it was her.
Her left everything. She just dropped it off.
So you better think, hey, these guys and girls better think about it when you talk about a baby. Because guess what? At the end of the day, that man can leave you high and dry. And as we see, a woman can leave you high and dry with the kids. So think about it.
I've seen that happen, too, personally. Personally, this is, again, my opinion. I don't know how a woman can leave something that's just that you carried for all of the months and, you know, saw the birth of or whatever. I just can't see it.
I don't know. There's women that'll leave everything because it depends on what their sense of gratification is, what their sense of satisfaction is. If their satisfaction is, man, this guy's going to treat me so good, he's doing me better than my husband, man, F the world, F the kids, I don't care, you can have him.
She ain't a woman. Well, she is not a woman.
There's billions of people on this planet, and it's like there's a bunch of them that just ain't a woman. It just is what it is, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, this woman that's like that. And there's, you know, you got to understand, too, like, to go to reiterate upon the abuse and the this and the that. I mean, there's been abuse. There's abuse all over the world. Like, not just physical, but, you know, not just verbal either. But, there's, you know, but it's like all this stuff just hardens people. It hardens women.
Yeah.
Hardens men. It makes you be funny.
Yeah, that is so, so true.
Yeah. Well, we have another caller, if y'all don't mind. We're going to bring this to other caller on. Hello, caller, are you there? Hello? Caller,
hello?
Are you there?
Hey.
Yes.
How you doing?
Hi. Can you state your name, please?
Yeah, my name is Gavin Stillman.
Hi, bud.
What up, bro?
What's going on?
Respect your gangster, you know what I'm saying?
All right, peace. Thank you for calling in. What's going on? You heard us? Have you been listening to the show?
Yeah, I just got on to it just a few minutes ago, but I kind of heard what he was speaking on.
Uh huh. We don't.
My take on all of that, though, is life is what you make it.
Right, that's true.
Life is what you make it. In this world, y'all can sit here and say whatever. But I look at it vice versa. I'm going to be real with you. A man is going to do what you allow him to do. And a woman is going to do the same. So if you allow them to run over your heart and tear your shit out the frame, that's what it is. You allow your man to come home at 3, 4 in the morning and trying to figure out why he crawling up in the bed with you. That's because you allow that shit.
No
cursing.
No
cursing.
But at the end of the day, when it comes to kids, regardless, male or female, that's what you got. Woman can leave you today or tomorrow. Same with a man. A baby don't keep a man, and it don't. The damn sure don't keep a woman.
Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right.
You know.
The first thing I say is we need to pay a little bit more attention to what's going on in our community and our kids. Instead of worrying about getting some dick, you find a piece of ass. You understand what I'm saying?
Watch it. We don't curse on here, Rob. We try not to curse.
My bad. You say where I'm at, though, right?
Yeah, we understand that totally. You know what I'm saying? And that's true, because people are focused on the wrong things. You understand what I'm saying? And this is what I'm saying. They played a song earlier by Mano talking about That Could Be Us, because people are comparing themselves to somebody else. All you see is what's on the outside. You don't know what's going on in these people's households. You know what I'm saying? You know, when it comes to entertainment and all of that stuff, all of that's a fantasy world. They did that people do that to entertain.
That's a fake person, though. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. That's made up.
Rappers, you see these rappers out here popping bottles and calling in and this and that and doing this and that. That's not really life.
Wow.
That's all a show. That's what it is. Entertainment.
Yep. Entertainment.
But at the end of the day, no matter how much money you got, it don't buy you happiness.
Nope. Nope. Bro, and that's what I was just saying.
More drama in your life.
Yep, I was just stating that because that it might make you happy for that moment, but that newness wears off. Once that newness wears off, now you're looking for something else. You understand what I'm saying? So
looking for somebody to buy bigger and better things.
Yeah, now you're looking for something else from somebody else. Like, get it together. You have to set yourself some kind of goal or a certain. I ain't gonna say standard because people's standards are different.
Okay.
Set yourself some type of goal. You know what I'm saying? I want to be happy. You know, I want a family and all of this. And you have to work at that. It's not just going to fall in your lap. You have to be that person that you want to be in your life. You have to be that person. You know what I'm saying? If I want a good man, I'm going to be a good woman. It doesn't always happen like that. Start off right, you end up right. So
If you got a good support system, you're going to be all right at the end of the day. You got to respect the gangster of a support system, you know what I'm saying?
Now, you need a strong foundation. Otherwise, without that, your house is just basically built on stilts.
Exactly.
Built on stilts, you need a solid concrete foundation.
People talk about you all the time. You're rowing your own boat, you know what I'm saying? Why you gonna say to somebody else about you doing? I care less about what anybody got going on. I got enough issues in my life to be worried about somebody else's life.
I'll follow on that one.
So, I'm going to worry about cleaning my backyard and waking my lawn. I ain't worried about the neighbors.
Exactly.
And you know what? So sad is like last week, I go to court last week. You already know my situation.
Yes.
Which you know how I feel about my kids.
Right.
End of the day, I go to court and this man tells me that they dismissing all my child support stuff. So I say to the man, I say, let me ask you a question. What happens? Why do you care? I say, what happened to my daughter? He said, why do you care? Are you serious right now?
Wow. Why do you care? Why would
you
he even
have
that retarded?
Why do you care what happened to your daughter?
Yeah.
That's retarded.
Yeah. Now, this is what I'm talking about, how we're just a number. And us as black men, until we get involved in our kids' lives, we're always going to take.
Yeah. And you know
about,
what?
It's not really about taking, though. You get what I'm saying? This is your child.
Yeah.
And if the system don't care about her, that shows you how our kids fall through the hole. And then, you know, first thing they want to do is say, look at the father or look at the mother running the street, this and that.
Uh-huh.
It all starts from within, though.
They want you to. Well, they need their surveys filled. You understand what I'm saying? So that it's better for you to be a statistic when it comes that way, a negative statistic. That's what they want. They want that because now you're generating and creating jobs for them, for something for them to talk about. You know what I'm saying? Cause now they don't have nothing else to talk about. Negatively, positively, they don't want to do it.
They don't want to deal with it because, like you say. We're just a number, and the number is on their check. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely.
It has nothing to do with the youth that's coming up today. It has nothing to do with trying to show the kids the way out of the ghetto.
Mm-hmm.
Show the kids that they ain't got to throw rocks at the train type thing. You feel me? Give your inner city something to do. Everybody sit around. Everybody ain't got a wicked jump shot. Everybody's got a computer room. You feel me?
That's right.
Even
that's
people
right.
who are blessed with that talent, and you know, look how hard it was. Look how hard it is.
Yep.
You feel me? You got a good son. You did a damn good job with your family, and I respect that. But
thank
you know
you.
What? At the end of the day, no matter how much hard work you put in, the system still fails. Nobody out there to push for these young kids, and then they wonder why these kids is out there with guns in their hands or on the block hustling trying to get that paper. You understand? There ain't no positive. There ain't nothing positive for these kids.
Yeah, but like you said, that's why us as a family, as a parent, you have to show that example. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not out there acting like fools or whatever. Even if you can be parents and not together, you can be co-parents and living in separate homes and stuff like that. But there's a time and a place for everything.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, there's
right.
a time and a place for everything. You don't be out in the club fighting with your baby mom.
First of all, you know what?
Your baby dad.
You don't do that. Right now, it's not even on that level because when I came up, I'm going to keep it 100 with you. I came up, a community raised me. Not my mother. I didn't know my pops, so I'm going to keep it real. A community raised me. Even though I knew my mother was my mother, my community raised me. And nowadays, there is none of that.
Yeah, they don't have that.
Somebody say something to your kid, and the parent is going to pop off, and you got a whole other issue. So who'd you
definitely
rather have to go at the end of the day? Let's keep it real. Back in the day, I used to get slapped in the back of the head, popped in the car, and taken home, and got my butt whooped. You understand what I'm saying? Again. Exactly. Now somebody say something to your kid, and it's like, oh, I'm going to fight that. And that's, you know,
not even just somebody in the street. Now they have it to where your kid can pick up the phone and call the police on you if you beat them.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, see, I ain't got no win in my book. Because I tell you right now, if you think you can do a better job, why don't you close them, why don't you feed them? They don't make the kids have no rules and regulations. And if the parents touch it, all they got to do is call 911.
Yep.
I mean, that takes your authority of raising a kid and keeping them on the straight and narrow away from you. And if you don't do something to your kid and they just want to get out, what if all they got to do is call and say, oh, my father or my dad just hit me, or I'm arrested. Everybody,
you know, it's funny because
America's
that happened to Creflo Dollar. That happened
you're
to Creflo Dollar. Creflo Dollar was arrested. He was arrested a couple of months ago because his daughter wanted to go out to a party. He told her no.
She
got fly with
him. I know all about that,
too. She got fly with him, and he choked her out. Listen, it's not happening. They locked him up.
It's bad because the government is trying to tell you what to do.
You know what's so funny? They're trying to tell you
how to do it. Wait, one at a time. Go ahead, Mike.
I said, you know, it's bad that the government is trying to tell you what to do with your kids. Because that's what they're trying to do. You understand?
Yeah.
So, in other words, they're trying to tell us we can't chastise our kids the way we want to chastise them. Because for a child to say they can call 911 if you hit them, oh, I'm going to call 911 on you. I tell you what, like I say, I tell mom, if you want to call 911, I'm going to give you a reason to call 911.
Yeah.
That's how you break your neck and a couple of ribs and a blue twist of the arm. Then you call 911.
And they're ready. You don't want me. Thanks for the warning.
They can't come back home.
Yeah,
they can't
pack
back.
Your stuff.
I'm gonna
beat you down.
You
can pack your stuff and you can use my phone to call them. How about that?
Yep. Exactly. I'm gonna whoop your butt again when you get back.
That's what they're trying to do. They're trying to tell us how to raise our kids and test out our kids. Back in the days, I wish they would have told my mother or my grandmother not to hit us. They would have said,
you would have got beat by your grandmother, you get it from your grandfather, and you get it from your uncles. If you see your older cousins that was like your uncles or aunt, you was getting it. And you got it with extension cords and shoes. You got one. I know our people. I never did because I was always a good girl. I got beat one time for
sure. You lying.
I wasn't even stealing. Like, you was on Jamaica Avenue stealing? Like, no, it wasn't me. My friend dined me out. I'm telling me I was stealing. Anyway, but you got it. You understand? And see, that's the problem. The discipline is totally, totally different now. You have nobody can run their own homes. Nobody can run their households now. The government wants control, whether you're dependent on them for assistance or whether you're working every day and supplying and paying the taxes to keep their system running. It doesn't matter. They still want that control.
Can I just say something, though? There's a process to discipline children. Because when a child does something wrong, the first thing you got to do is tell them what they did wrong. Hey, look, you know, that was wrong, and you shouldn't have did that, and I really don't like it. And the next time, you know, you do this, there's going to be some consequences for it. Then it's like, then it's punishment. Then it's like, okay, look, you can't have your play, your everything, man. Just sit in the room, look at the wall, sit in that chair right there by the bunk. And then it's like, after that, then it's real chastisement. Look, I told you twice. I told you two times. It made me feel like I'm looking at my daughter's face right now, too. It'd be like, I told you two times already, and now this is the last. We're about to get the belt. It's like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I'm like, you know, and the government, man, yo, forget it. It's like, you know, forget about it. I'm like, my daughter, she was, for example, my daughter was like 16 or whatever. She did something, and I'm like, you know, I chastised her. I bust her up a little bit. And that also goes back to abuse, too. Now, you can't be disciplining your children, beating them up, and they're thinking that it's love, you know what I mean? But the thing was, is that, you know what I mean, I had to discipline her, and it's like, you know, the cops came, and they was like, you know, asking her, do you want to, you can press charges, you know? She's like, that's my dad. daddy. I ain't pressing, you know what I'm saying? Because I'm a good dad. I'm a father, you know what I'm saying? And it's like, it's about being a father to your children, to let them know that I ain't trying to beat you down. Because some people will beat their kids, just be like, yo, what you doing? You didn't put the top on the jaw. What's wrong with you? Smack, smack. You know what I mean? There's levels of disciplinary action.
That's true. Yeah. Like you said, you know, you can't beat your child for every little thing you do. You have to actually teach them.
Yeah, and that's where the government, you know, they want to come in thinking that they're protecting the children, but they don't protect children when they take them away from a home and put them in foster homes, and then they get abused and this and that and that. You know what I mean? But then the parents have to know what levels of disciplinary action is warranted. You know what I mean? It's like you can't just beat your child because you feel like it.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? It gotta be like something. And then there's levels of beating a child. I mean, God, I wouldn't want to hear. My mother used to hit me with the iron cord. Yeah, with the iron break, got the iron cord. But shoot, I'd never do that to my child, not me.
Yeah, me either.
I'm like, you know what? My mom used could do this, but I ain't going to do that to you because that's like before Iron Codes, it was like get a switch. Oh, it's like, you know what I'm saying?
You had to go pick a switch, pull them
leaves and plant them together. You get three of them.
Three of them and plant them.
And plant them together.
Yeah. I had a girl. And my girls being disciplined by me as a man, I have to discipline them properly so that they don't think that this is something that they should be, you know, subject to when they grown. You know what I mean? Like
right.
A man's going to beat them up. You know what I'm saying? I got to have a level of it. And then also, I keep communication going between these girls so that they look me in my eye and know that I'm serious about what I'm saying and
right.
know that I articulate and that I talk to them in a proper manner as a young adult and say, this is what I expect from you. Like, you know, you got to expect things from your kids. You got to expect them to do their homework. Expect you to clean your room, make up your bed, do your homework,
exactly.
eat your food. This is what I expect from you. All the rest, you know, you're going to have some leisure time, but it ain't going to be all that leisure that you think it is.
Right,
because
right.
You got
mm-hmm.
the time that I allot for you. I allot mm-hmm. this as your leisure time, and I want to know where you're going and what you're
Absolutely.
Doing and where you at. Yeah,
Get
so
it.
It's like, you know, at the end of the day, and to my dude that was talking, yeah, too, at the end of the day, too, it's about your own backyard. Like, and then he touched on a few things, too. He touched on relationships, you know what I mean? And with a relationship, you got to be yourself first. Like, a woman has to know herself.
That's
you know
right.
how to get an
right.
independent woman. You got to know yourself before you can
you
know a man.
In her own panties.
Yeah,
man.
Okay,
real talk.
You know what I'm saying?
That's
real talk.
Say.
You got to know yourself before you start getting to know a man that's going to be into your cipher. And
absolutely.
That's the same thing for men.
Absolutely. Say that, guys. Absolutely. You definitely have to know yourself. And that's what I was saying before. You know what I'm saying? Like I said, not set a standard. Again, just know who you are and what you want, what you're going to accept, what you're not going to accept, what makes you happy. You understand what I'm saying? You have to know it. And you know what? A lot of times, you have to know the definition. You have to know the definition of a lot of these words because sometimes you think you know the definition of something and it's totally wrong.
Mm-hmm.
You understand what I'm saying? So that's why a lot of people are now confusing lust with love.
Well,
that's a good one right there.
Whoa.
You know, but see,
I don't think they know what that love word means, to be honest with you.
My point exactly.
Get that
good old dictionary out. Don't feel like you're stupid because you're going to look it up. Go on and look it up and see what
it
means.
Remember, lust and love is on the same page in the dictionary. But
that's
just
what
saying.
I mean.
You know, lust can turn into love. Because you go past lust and ludicrous and blah, blah, blah. And, you know.
Still with Foxy
Face.
You got to keep scrolling down.
You got to scroll up.
Scroll up. Yeah, you got to scroll up. You know what I'm saying?
Go.
But again, once you know the proper definition of something, of a word, you know how to use it. You'll know exactly
you
how
like
to
this.
Use it. Trust me, I even take my dictionary to church. I take my dictionary everywhere. You know what I mean?
The sad thing about all of this, though, honestly, we got to go through a system where y'all are talking about the real positive things that's going on in our life and in our world. And y'all are on this little station. We got all these big people out here on these big stations talking about dumbass music that they always playing. Ain't nobody touching on no real life things that these kids are walking every day. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Y'all talk about some real stuff here, yo. And I'm gonna be real with y'all.
Thank
I support that all day, every day.
Shout out to GQ Palace. GQ Palace is in the building.
That's
no
the
doubt.
Show. Y'all see
no
what real life stuff, man. I gotta give it to y'all.
Yeah, I do too. Clappity, 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 clappity.
Clap it up, clap it up, clap it up.
Well, I'm just saying, you know,
I'm a man with four daughters, and I'm going to be real with you. I just was in the house, and my daughter sent a shout out to you. But I'm going to tell you like this. They said straight up and down, Dad, people in school need to listen to this statement. What is this? I said, you know what? They talk real. It's about what's going on today, not what's going on in the rap game, not what the big cars or the drug dealers riding around town. This is real live stuff here.
That's word. That's word.
And this is what our young people need to hear.
No, not to interject or interrupt, rather, but I say that also because, you know, like, I do music and I rap and all that, but this ain't about the music, man. This about real talk and it's about real life, you know what I'm saying? That's why I call that myself, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely, we appreciate that.
Yeah, GQ Palace be having it going on, you know what I'm saying? And shoot, I've been on here 42 minutes, 29 seconds. And it's really, and counting. So I'm like, you know what I mean? It holds my interest, you know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
So I can take time out from my day on a Wednesday and listen to some GQ Palace, and I advocate it to all my peoples, you know what I mean?
Well, see, that's why we tried to keep it a little civil or whatever, because we do have listeners of all ages and stuff like that, you know what I'm saying? So we try to keep it as clean as it may, you know what I'm saying?
You know, I know the format. That's why when I call in, that's how I keep it, you know what I mean? Because I know my vocal style, polluted and foul, and I know what we ask for.
And Rod, give your girls a hug for me.
Yeah,
you'll see him soon enough. You can do it yourself.
Sure.
Yo, Rob. Yo, you Rob G from Funky Four. Rodney C from Funky Four.
Nah.
I thought he said this was Rodney. I just wanted to, you know, make
his
sure.
His name is Rodney.
That's why I wanted to know if it was Rodney C from Funky Four. You know. That's my dude. I know he would want to listen in too. That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
Sure. Tell him to call in, listen in, get in the film plan.
Holla
at him. Yeah,
that's my dude. I thought you was him. That's all, you know. It's simple. We on the phone lines. You know, the voices change. Except for mine.
You know it. But again, we do appreciate everybody calling in with their opinions and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I wish somebody
like
else was calling. Y'all should tell them what the number is just in case they don't know.
That's right. It's 646-200-3838. You know what I'm saying? Press that 1, get in on the topic, you know what I'm saying? And just, you know, pick it with us. Like I said, we're not here to fix anybody. We just, you know, if you need a spot to vent, you know what I'm saying, to give out opinions. And it's strictly everybody's opinion. Everybody has an opinion. They're entitled to that. You know what I'm saying? So
that number again, though, like real slow. What you say? So I can write it down.
That everybody's entitled to their own opinion.
No, the number.
The number.
Oh, 646-200-3838.
200-3838. 46. Okay.
That's
what's up.
I was just trying to
figure it out. That should be something you. Yeah, I'm just, man. No, I say that over and over again. I'll be like, yeah, right. I'll be talking about myself in third party. Yeah, that's what Silver Fox thinks. Because, you know, Silver Fox, I make sure I mention Silver Fox every few minutes. So y'all should be like, yeah, you know, and GQ Palace, you know, and the number is.
GQ Palace, you know what I'm saying? We do big things over here, you know what I'm saying? I like
you know
that
why?
GQ Palace.
Me and Malone saying y'all big, doing big things at GQ Palace.
You're on live with the Diva Squad and Rachel and T. You know?
Amen. Oh, man, what happened? Okay, I got to go. That's my cue.
Drop that bomb on you, huh? Okay.
Hey, I love you guys, but I'm kind of mad busy doing multitasking and stuff. Yeah, it's like crazy because every time they Google me at Silver Fox Music U.S., I just get hit up all the time. Every time they Google me at Silver Fox Music US, it happens. So I gotta go right now because my Twitter's blowing up at Silver Fox 125. It's blowing up crazy.
tell him on Twitter.
Silver Fox.
Hold up. Before you hang up, if your Twitter blowing up like that, you need to holler at them and tell them to get up on this right here.
I know that's right.
I just said. I tell all my people, I'm about to tweet this right now as soon as I answer all my Twitter things that's at SilverFox125.
You're live with it, son. I ain't going front, yo.
That's my G. That's my G. Harlem, baby. Harlem, you heard?
Hey,
yo, man.
Focus on the on that baby girl, though, son, on the real, because they need us.
Yeah, man, they need us, man. Trust me. They do need us because we got to protect them from the world, man. We got to protect our children from traps, from pedophiles, from drugs, from alcohol, from... We got to protect them, man. We got to protect them from other kids. We got to protect them from dudes that's trying to... Because as soon as they start developing, they're like, oh, yeah, here we go. Now, this is what I've been waiting for. You know what I'm saying?
I always preach to my daughter, son. I always tell them, yo, check it. They talk about a man code. There's no man code. Let me explain something to you. I got four daughters, son. Four daughters.
Yeah.
And let me tell you something. I already know niggas out there want to make them a notch under the belt. That's all
no
they
doubt.
Is, and I try to tell them that. I tell them that every day. Real talk.
Hey,
tell straight
we
up.
Used to do it. We used to do it. We know how we
know.
Did. Yeah, you already know. It's like, man, yo, boy. And yeah, no doubt. And we tell them with kindness, but it's real talk.
It's
real
talk.
It's real
absolutely.
Talk.
It's real talk. And that's why I thank God for my daughter. I thank God for my daughter and my sons too. But with girls, it's just you have to put in a little more work with girls. You know what I'm saying? And I thank God for her. She knows the Lord. You know what I'm saying? Not to say she's a religious person or anything, but she knows she respects herself. So that way she left no room for nobody else to disrespect her. You understand what I'm saying? I thank God for that all the time because it's hard with young women of what they perceive and what life is supposed to be like. You understand?
Yeah, no doubt.
So it's hard. That's why we always say, and we had a show about that before, how we have to teach them at home before they even go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Understand what I'm saying? The first lesson starts right here at home.
Yes, ma'am.
That's right.
Hey, but you know what? On the real. Some kids is blessed and they don't realize it. But
they don't. That's
day,
so true.
But it is, and I'm a man. I'm gonna tell you, I've been bitter, I've been hurt, scorned, whatever you want to call it. But let me tell you something. At the end of the day, I would never hurt my baby's mother. For the simple fact that she carried him for 9 months, and I would hope she'd have enough respect for them to want them to have a better life than she had.
That's
why I respect my wife's gangster and how she rolled with her kids. You know what I'm saying?
But you know, sometimes, just saying real talk right here, sometimes we can have babies from people that we just lust after. We're not in love, but God, we lust after them and we want to get that. But they knuckleheads.
Mm-hmm.
They could be a knucklehead, but they look so cute. That's just like we tell our daughters, look, that dude, he looks so cute, but he a knucklehead. He ain't doing nothing. That's just like it is. You can find some girl, she looks so cute, but she a knucklehead. She already got two other kids. You know what I'm saying? And it be like, yo, of course, with some of us guys, you know, we want to tap that. And then we tapping it, and we got a baby mama that's going to bring us the drama. That's where baby mama drama comes from.
People can't get past the flesh.
Yeah, no
doubt. You know what I'm saying? And that's where the problem comes, because we want to satisfy the loins. We forget all about you got a soul.
They don't see what's on the inside.
That's
why we got to teach our girls. And they also got to know that intercourse is good. They got to know, hey, that's going to be good. It's going to be good. But you can't be letting that control your mind.
Uh-huh.
Your mind has to know the difference between what's good to you
and
what's good for you.
I know that's right. Clap it up for that one, for real. Everything that looks good to you ain't good for you.
Everything that shine ain't gold.
Uh-huh.
No doubt. Wow, man, that's it. That just left me exhausted saying that. So I'm about to go back to my Facebook page, my Silver Fox Facebook page that say MC Silver Fox
Go ahead, keep promoting yourself. Go to keep promoting your pages. We
no,
got
I'm
you.
Not. I didn't mean to do that. At least I didn't mention that I could be found at www.reverbnation.com. I didn't even say that. I didn't even put that out there. Nothing.
You put that out there.
Well, just go ahead and tell him.
I love y'all, man. I love y'all.
We love you too, Silver Fox. We
I don't even need to say it again because I'm going to listen to y'all next Wednesday. And I'm going to tell every matter of fact, you know what's up. You know what's up, Holland, Miss Holland. Post that stuff on my page and I'm going to put that on there on my Facebook joint, which is, Silver Fox.
I'll write it in.
But I'm going to put that on my Facebook. Seriously, I promote that stuff because I love y'all, man. And
but
my
really,
soul,
Silver Fox, I want you to hear that song that I recorded. So what is your Facebook? I'm going to see if I can get it to you or your email.
Okay, Holland knows it. It's like, you know, trust me, I can't even, like, I don't even know the link to it, you know, because I just use it and utilize it. So it's like, you know what I mean? But believe me, it's there. Just Google, if you Google Silver Fox Music US, everything comes up and you can find it. Trust me. Just Silver Fox Music US, all
got
one
you.
Word. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. And I'm not trying to promote myself, for real, though, for real. It's like, you know, but of course I'm going to do it.
You're going to do it anyway.
Yeah,
you're
in business.
Done it anyway,
it's only business, you know what I mean? It's like, when you
nah, we
business,
enjoy you calling in our show, Silver Fox. We appreciate everybody
you.
That calls in and even
thank
our
you.
Again our listeners and stuff
no
like
doubt.
That. We definitely appreciate it. You know, we
yeah,
be having
no
a
doubt.
Good time on here. You know, we learn a lot of things. We be learning things, different things from different people and stuff
yeah.
like that. So
no doubt, and it's good that some grown people call in here. No, and that means you, Rob. You know what I'm saying, Rodney. That means you, my brother, you know what I'm saying? Because it's like, you know, that's real talk right there. And you saying that you will follow, I'll make sure I'm going to link up and I'm going to follow back and all of that. So, you know, word, man, it's real talk. I'm just doing my grown man thing. And, you know, I've been on this planet for mad years, man, trust me. So it's like, it's just like that.
You got a super fan in me, man. This is the first time I put him on, son. I'll be here just like you next Wednesday, sitting here waiting.
That's what's up, fam.
Okay.
That's what's up.
Okay.
So I'm going to say, on that note, I just want to say peace to all the people, GQ Palace people, all my people's there, but I got to get back on the grind. I got things to do. It's like my eyes is blurry. I've been staring at a computer all day. So,
I've been looking at TV lines.
I've been, you know, making music, so I got to create wave files and this and that and the other. You know, it's too technical. I don't want y'all to get into that. But anyway, I just want to say I'm going to be out, and I say peace to all of y'all. Mad love. And, yo, I support GQ Palace. Silver Fox support GQ Palace all the way.
Hate it. Hate it.
All right. Peace, fam.
All right, ladies, that was the gentleman, that was Silver Fox on the line. And with that said, we are winding down to the end of our show. Wish we had more time, but time is of the essence. So, you know, we're going to give everybody that's still on the line a chance to have a final thought. We give everybody a minute to give their final thought on tonight's show. Is Mike still on the line? Mike, are you still there? Mike is in the building. Do you have a final thought?
Yeah, I do have a final thought. You know, my thing is if you love somebody, you know, be with them, stay with them. But if they're not for you, you got to learn to let it go. You know, don't push back or try to do don't stay with them for the kids because it's not worth it. You know, if it wasn't meant to be, it wasn't meant to be. If it was, then it wouldn't. So just push back, let it go, and just move on with your life.
All right. Silver Fox, he hung up? Silver Fox hung up? Yeah. Oh, okay. And Rod, are you still there, Rod?
Yep.
Okay, do you have a final thought for tonight's show?
Y'all are big up, man, because on the real, y'all touch some real things going on in my life, so I know it's going on in every other man's life, and women for that matter. Number one is, yo, it's just not daughters, though. Don't get it twisted out there. These young brothers, they need some guidance, too.
Yes.
All right. Angie, big ups to you for what you did and how you raised yours. I know. I've been there. And I know the grind and I know the struggle.
I love you, Ron.
I'm going to tell you, for real, I love you to death, yo. Ain't nothing I wouldn't do to support you.
I love you too, Ron. Thank you.
At the end of the day, y'all keep pushing, man.
All right.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you.
Nothing but love, man. That's some real talk right there. And I will be back next Wednesday.
All right.
That's what's up.
That's what's up, definitely. Thank you so
much. Y'all, big respect to y'all, man. Keep going.
All right.
Hey,
thank you, Rod. Okay, and we have no other callers that are on the line. We're going to go now to our divas. Rachel?
Yes, ma'am. Before I warn, we have Chicky Chick on the line. Chicky Chick, are you there?
Okay.
What's up, y'all? What's up? What's going on in the building, people? What's going on? Your man Chicky's on the line. What's going on? Yeah.
What's good, Chick?
Hey, man, listen, man, I was just telling my man Rich, man, I'm feeling good, man. I'm over here, I'm turning down shows, man. I turned down offers, man. It's really blowing up over here, man. God is good, man. It's crazy, man.
All right.
It's crazy, man. You know, tonight's show, hopefully it'll be awesome. You feel what I'm saying? Bless, inspire, get somebody, man, to go smack their grandmother or something. I don't know. We're going to make it happen.
Hello?
That was the bomb. They dropped the bomb on me?
Yep.
Yeah, this is Funk Master Flex. We got Chick on the line. Chick, tell him what's your name. Yeah.
What's up, Chick?
Dropping again.
Have you heard the show tonight, Chick?
No, I ain't even allowed to. Y'all know I got to give it to my family. Wednesday be family night, man. I just finished. Y'all can go right down the Facebook page. Y'all can see the nachos y'all just made, man. Y'all already know I'm like a secondary cook after being a comedian. So, you know what I mean? I got to step off to the side right now. They're in there watching the movie. I got to do my show. Got to be professional, man. So I didn't get a chance to listen to the show tonight, man. It was family night, you know what I mean?
We were speaking a lot about that tonight on the show.
Yeah?
Where I have an echo. Where, you know, how important family is and how your family needs you as the head of the family. Your children need you, you know.
Yeah. So that's very important. I got a big announcement. Can I make an announcement on y'all show right now?
Yes, you can.
Yeah, I'm going to make an announcement because y'all show is kind of serious. I'm too much clowning on my show, so I might be on thing I'm serious. Y'all, I want to let y'all know, everybody out there at GQ Towers Radio, everybody out there at Blog Talk Radio, everybody that's listening to us all around the world, your boy Tid the Comedian, he's having a baby. That's right. We having another baby over here.
That's
right.
That's right.
That's right. We're about to have another baby, man. I'm happy, y'all.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. That's nice. Congratulations.
Thank you. Don't know what it is yet. We don't really want to know. But being that we just had a boy, we want to hope we have a boy so we can save some money.
Long as he or she is healthy.
Exactly.
Yeah, y'all know how my wife has hot, you know, she be high risk pregnancies, man. So right now we pushing it easy.
Right.
That's why y'all see a lot of meals going on right now. You know, we eating healthy over here. I'm happy. Y'all want to take over y'all show. Y'all know that, you know, Fallout Comedy coming up. I'm gonna have y'all bugging out, man. Letting y'all know about all these shows I got coming up. Like y'all already know, I got a roster of shows coming up, man. Everything is legit. Everything is me doing the jokes for the Lord, man. No more of this nightclub stuff, man. It's over, man. I'm doing big engagements, man. Sunday, I'm be out here. Oh, yeah, y'all got more listeners than me. Sunday, your boy Kid the Comedian, he be in Mount Vernon, New York. That's right. Arts on Third, the big festival, one of the biggest festivals held in New York every year. Over 25,000 people going to be there. And your boy is hosting. Stage C is going down big. I'm blowing up. Thanks to GQ Pals Radio. Thanks to God. That's what's going on, y'all. Y'all feel me?
All right.
25,000 people. I'm the host.
Oh, my goodness. Congratulations.
Listen, I'm going to be, I might faint on that stage. I might faint. I'm telling you. I'm taking seven photographers with me. Seven. We're going to take this journey. They're going to think I'm crazy. They're going to be like, we ain't nobody. We got Regina Bell going to be out there. We got Dougie Fresh. We got the Cold Crush Brothers. Yo, Rich, I ain't even, Rich need to come out there because right there he going to see all his peoples. All 80s rappers going to be there. So he need to come out there, man. Like you said, we in Mount Vernon, New York, man. Arts on Third. Arts on Third in Mount Vernon, New York, man. It's going to be real big. Like, as soon as you walk into Mount Vernon, you're going to know exactly what's at. It's supposed to be like a whole city festival. And I'm one of the hosts, man. So I'm blessed and happy about it.
All right.
Yeah.
Congrats again.
Okay. So shout out to Tricky Chick, which show immediately follows the Diva Squad.
Yeah.
T, do you have a final thought?
Hey, just stay on top of love. Love one another. But if it ain't right, let it go.
All right. In a nutshell. Okay. In a nutshell. And with that said, we'd like to thank all our callers and our listeners and our callers, Silver Fox, Rod Spearman. We have Mike, our buddy, who we miss so much. We'd like to give thanks to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Without him, we know there's nothing possible, and we have to just stay steadfast in him. Shout out to Rich and Lavina also for putting in that work behind the scenes and the time and the money and everything it costs to run this show. We'd like to, again, thank all our callers and our listeners and the callers for maintaining that line of respect that we have here at GQ Palace. You know, and next time, everybody that's on there listening, press that one. And again, as far as tonight's topic, again, know yourself, know who you are, you know, and love is love. And don't get confused. Don't get it confused with anything else. That way you'll know what you want. So on that note, I'm chucking up the deuces.
Yes.
All right.
This is something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band, and this time we're gonna get funky, 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 funky. Everybody clap your hands, clap, 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 clap your hands, clap, 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 clap your hands. All right, now, we're going to do the basic step. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha real smooth. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, let's stomp. Left foot, let's stomp. Cha-cha now, y'all. Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross.
crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Get comfy with it.
Yo, y'all need to turn it up. Turn your radios up. Turn it up right now. The friends in the building after a busy hiatus. That's right. The boy was busy last week. I had to get some things done with a few shows on board because y'all know I tell jokes for a living. So right now we back. So right now I'm about to introduce myself to all my new listeners. Right now I'm about to reintroduce myself to everybody that's been faithful callers. This is the boy Chick the Comedian. He's located in North New Jersey. That's right, North New Jersey is where I tell jokes for a living. Every now and then, you can catch me on a theater or a stage or church near you telling jokes for a living. This is what I do. And every Wednesday from 9 to 10 o'clock, I'm on here, 65 Radio, Backlash. This is what we do. Give it up for that. Let's get a clap for Chick the Comedian. Now, I know y'all hear the exuberance all in my voice. That's why I use the word exuberance. I know how to say it, and do not question me, because I do. So I can use it in my vocabulary. You can hear the exuberance in my voice. You know why? Your boy, Chicken Comedian, right now, he's having a baby, y'all. That's right. My wife, she's pregnant with my baby. The sister is still shooting. Pop, 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 pop. Somebody, man, boy, damn, man, boy, because he's having a baby. That's right. I'm happy, baby. I'm so happy, y'all. And not only that, man, just to give a real big announcement, your boy is really being blessed, man. Your boy is really being blessed. So the point is now, I got to pull out stuff. Like, I got to show you stuff, right? I got to pull out announcements that we're doing. We're announcing. Where's my wife at? I'm not over there because, you know, the kids are rowdy. That's how I know they're rowdy. The kids are rowdy. Say hey to everybody.
I'm your
jet. That's my son. He's a future comedian. He just made y'all laugh that quick. That's quick. That's right. The boy in the studio today. The boy is not in the studio today, but your boy is right there in the crib, yo. Yo, mostly Wednesdays, before I was doing this radio show, y'all, let me let y'all know, Wednesdays was family night for me. It's one of the nights I'll be home, because, you know, I work like 12 to 8 in the morning a lot of times. And this is the shift where I go back at 12. I mean, I work 4 to 12. I go back to work tomorrow, so family night is Wednesday. Now I got my radio show, so what we try to do is, like, we try to start things early. But today, we had Red Box. We seen two different things we wanted to see. So what we did was like this. The kids is in there watching the kids movie. My wife ain't got to go to work because her stomach was hurting a little bit. I want everybody to pray for her, man. I know we be having rough pregnancy. She be having rough pregnancy, man. Just to give y'all a little history, because I love my listeners. I love my, y'all follow me, and this is Zimba Love. My daughter was born 2 pounds, 5 ounces. The doctor told she wasn't going to make it. She'd be 13. December 18th, that's right, about the same thing my daughter was going to come home from the hospital. She came home 2 months later. Got a little pounds on her from Valentine's Day. She's been living ever since. Living, breathing, getting into being pregnant. That's right. God is in control. God is in control. God is in control. He's in control. So I got to stop because I just said about this. Yeah, because I just thought about this, because Sam Guy was like a DJ. Like, he would know how to play all the songs that keep you up like that. He's like this, 1, 2, 1, 2, yeah. This is your Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, on the 1 and 2s. Big shout out to the big Heavenly Father up there, the Trinity. We holding down the club right now. Right now, I'm about to play that new joint. I knew it was going to be the new joint from the beginning to the end. It's called Alpha and Omega. So get up right now on your feet and dance and boogie to the Holy Ghost. Could you imagine, y'all? We up there the DJ. We got the DJ in up in heaven. Yo,
Yo, I'm sorry, God got told. So anyway, y'all, as of my daughter, no, this is not sad, so we can go right past it, y'all. I did have another son at one time in my life. In 2003, I had a son, but my son died. You know, he didn't make it through the labor. And, you know, at that time, I was in jail, man. So we went through that situation. But, you know, God's good. You know, I mean, it wasn't for that time or whatever. I guess the Lord decided that he wanted us to be a family. So then I came home, and we got my son now. My son, my wife got put on bed. She got put on bed rest like 6 weeks into the pregnancy. But, you know, we made it. They, you know, I mean, they stitched her up. Had to restitch her. I ain't going to bring up the reason why they had to restitch her. But they had to restitch her. She was on bed rest. And now we got a healthy boy right now. He's going crazy. Y'all just heard him. He calls himself Jaja the Comedian. All he does is laugh and break stuff. So we're trying to cultivate that right now. And so right now your boy has another baby. But what I want to do, man, you always got to do my opening monologue, man. And my opening monologue right now is entitled. This is entitled, Do What You Have to Do So You Can Do What You Want to Do. You get what I'm saying to you right now? I told y'all, y'all already know me. I'm not here to preach or to tell jokes, but I give it to you sometimes. You got to do what you have to do so you can do what you want to do sometimes, man. And what I did right now, I did what I had to do, man. I had to put up all my childish things, man. I had to do what I had to do. You know, I wasn't being blessed, man. You know, I was traveling around with people and doing the background for their shows or not getting put on a flyer. And maybe somebody just handed me $25 or $50 or even just necessarily give me gas in the car, thinking that was okay. And God had a better plan for me, man. So I did a show. I did a show out in Cranford. It was in Cranford, New Jersey, at the Pack out there, and it was called New. I'm so bad. It's called New Covenant Fellowship Presents a Christian Comedy Showcase. You had me, your boy Chick the Comedian. You had Pat Andrews. She's out from this area, and we also had Christian comedian E Boogie. He's out there in Washington D.C. And kind of, you know, I really ripped the mic. I really ripped it down, man. A lot of people say I did my thing. I ripped it down, man. And that's how I got my DVD. Next thing you know, I just started doing all these jokes, man, and cultivating myself, like throwing away the filthy jokes, getting myself cleaned up with jokes, you know what I mean, blessing, you know, praying to God and thanking God all the way, man, and everything came out, man. So now I got a few announcements, right? This one, check it out, right? Hold down. Arts on Third is an arts and entertainment festival that's held yearly in Mount Vernon, New York. Every year they do this thing. You can go check it out on Facebook. They got a Facebook page. They look at Arts on Third. Arts on Third. And I got my contract right here that this is going to say. It says this contract agreement is fixed until this day. And it's in principle with the committee at the City Hall, Roosevelt Square, Mount Vernon, New York. And I'm a performer. It says that the committee hereby is engaged in performance to render a service as host of Stage C, and the performer hereby is to render all performances under the term of contract. So I'm here to get y'all's information. So right now, y'all see what it say? I'm signing the contract. This is how God is, man. We got a contract. You know what that means? That it's both binding. That means that they can't turn back on. They can't say, yo, that's my yo. You know, contract. That's what comedians do. So if anybody want to come out there, we in Mount Vernon, New York. This Sunday, I'll be there, 22nd. My stage opens up at 1 o'clock. I know it's like an all-day event, but I know at 1 o'clock, your boy will be on stage. And that performance will be held at the Awesome Third Festival stage. It's located on 4th Avenue. It's adjacent to the ACBAW Center for the Arts in Mount Vernon, New York. You look it right up, man. Look up the ACBAW Center of the Arts. It's in Mount Vernon. I'm pretty sure they got too many centers of the arts in Mount Vernon like that. But like I said, it's a whole big city wide event. It's on stage. They said I'll be hosting part of the show. We're bringing up new talent. I guess because I'm new, we're bringing up new talent. We'll be bringing up, you know, a lot of entertainment, people that got gifts, stuff like that. I wouldn't even, it's kind of be like some type of Apollo stuff. So what I'm running right now is like I'm the host, so I got all the little leverage I got. So I'm like the host of Apollo. It's showtime at the Apollo featuring Chicky the Comedian. So that's how we're going to take you all. So clap it up there. y'all. Check it out. Now, check it out. This is one of the little things that it tells about the performers, right? This is what it says right now. This is letting you know how clean the show is, right? I never seen this in the contract, but this is what it is. They ain't got to worry about me breaking these rules. Check it out, y'all. It says, all entertainment must be hosted. They hit the standards of good things. Do you hear that? All entertainment must be wholesome. Wholesome. That's Jesus type of words. It says profanity, vulgarity, or connotation of sexual activity are strictly prohibited. Any performer who engages in any of these strictly prohibited activities will be directed to end the performance and consider a breach of this contractual agreement. Wow, y'all see that? We're holding people up to a standard, man. Like I said, you ain't got to act a fool. And yo, I give big shouts to all the comedians out there, man. All the big comedians. I give a shout out to Kevin Hart. I give a shout out to Bill Bellamy. I give a shout out to Steve Harvey. I give a shout out to Smokey Suarez, to DeMarcus Brand. I give a shout out to my man, Baby Boy. I give a shout out to everybody doing their thing, but everything is for everybody. And sometimes you gotta do what you have to do what you wanna do. I did what I had to do, now I'm doing what I wanna do. But what God told me was this, y'all. I told you, I'm not here to preach, I'm here to tell this, right? But God told me, man, if you do what I wanted you to do, you have to do that stuff. But, man, that's how I came out, man. That's one of my stories, but, man. Also, I'm saying, we're in Mount Vernon, so Mount Vernon, right there on Fork Avenue. We're right there across the street from the center of the arts that's out there, man. Really big, man. So give it up for that. Give it up. Check it out also, right? Your boy will be in the building. Your boy will be in the building. We're going to be in North New Jersey next Saturday. I know how y'all think. Wow, North New Jersey. It's crazy. We're going to be on Avon Avenue. That's all I got to say. If anybody ever know where I'm from, they say it's going to show on Avon Avenue. I know a lot of you say, crazy, man. But, yo, this is Lord inspired, man. We're not going to walk around, man, fearful, man. You feel what I'm saying? We're going to walk around. Because there's a community out there that needs to laugh, man. Everybody that's going through so much, they need to laugh out there. So this is what we're doing out there right now, right? It's like a Unity Day Parade out there. It's on Avon Avenue on 14th Street, but it actually runs all the way down to Bergen. So your boy's going to be out there doing this comedy, doing this hosting thing. That's the 28th. That night, that's right, we're going to be in both clowns, right there on William Street in East Orange, New Jersey. I just got the call for that. They said, yo, chick, we know you do your clean comedy thing, don't worry about it, it's all cleaned up, man, we're going to make it up, we got work done and stuff. So look at the respect, Anthony, man. They call me because they need somebody to get a clean joke. That's big right there, man. That's real big, y'all, real big. So look, and matter of fact, look, we're going to start doing some of this comedy thing, right? Because I don't want to just be drowning y'all with so much information. I got some other shows. We're going to talk about that later on, man. But what we're going to do right now, I'm going to have my man, Richie Reeves. Richie Reeves. I just thought about changing his name. Like, you know, I said, Richie. Now he's Richie Reeves. He just sound like somebody from, Color Purple. That's who she is really calling. Remember, she's like, Nelly! Nelly! And he's like, and then she said back, she said, Beach! Beach! So what are we going to do about this? Oh, God, no, bitch laughing his ass off right now. I'm sorry. I said, Beach! Yeah, so what we're going to do, we're going to play a song right now. Your boy's going to get his mind right, man, because I just had some awesome nachos. I'm full right now, so this is what we're going to do, man. We're going to go to a song right now. And Rich, play something clean for the audience, man. We might have some new people there. I don't want to give them the wrong impression right now, man. We can't play Drop It Like It's Hot on our radio show. But like I said, we got kids, and we ain't worrying about this. God said this is the Lord's word, and I'm not trying to change that. This is what it really says, man. Your gift without repentance, man. So God give you a gift knowing that you're going to be going through stuff. So we're going to play a song right now. We'll be back. Your boy, Chick the Comedian, he's going to sing on his own. And, yo, we need you to call in. 646-200-3838. That's right. I'm going to say again. 646-200-3838. I need you to call us on my show. I need some interactions. And what we're going to do right now, right, we're going to have y'all call in and say, yo, who's joking funnier, the comedian or the caller? That's what we're going to do right now. I'm going to tell a joke. You're going to tell a joke. And we're going to see if we get a clap it up from our wrist, from our studio audience. That's right. We do have a studio audience, y'all. We got a button that gets the pick. The Rich, press that button right now. Show my studio audience. Clap it up, studio audience. Clap it up. That's our studio audience. Let's clap it up. Studio. So what we're going to do, we're going to play a song real quick. Your boy will be back in a couple of minutes. This is GQ Palace Radio or Blog Talk Radio. This is what we do each and every Wednesday at 9 to 10. Make sure you check me out. 646-200-3838 is the number, and we're going to play a song right now. We'll be back for our Comedy Wednesdays. Y'all know what we do.
Come on, y'all. It's time to show some love. You know what, Kurt? I think you might like this.
That's right. Your boy is back in the building. That's right. Chick Kid is back coming Wednesday. Keep next Wednesday. God is chance. I'm the host. If you don't know, we're right here on CQ Talent Radio. Some of y'all might be knowing us on Blog Talk Radio. Got a whole bunch of other stations I'm on. I haven't all yet. So make sure I'm going to tell you that information. That's my homework. My homework is so I can be let y'all know that every station we do on the internet, we all listen to the internet radio. This is the boy Chick Kid right now. Y'all don't know what I'm doing right now. I'm messing with my phone. And if y'all didn't know, y'all might hear it on Tuesday, but I'm messing with my fantasy football team right now. That's what I'm doing right now. I can't lie. There's some waiver wire people going on now. We had a big trade, a big trade that happened in the football, and a running back got traded. It was like so surprising. And kind of changed my phone. I got my other telephone ringing, and then these kids is not good right now. They're sitting with the phone. Wait, you got a live caller right now. Hello, caller, can I talk to you? How you doing? This is my sister, everybody. This is my sister, Nick Tanya Ryan. That's right, she's in the live right now. She just called us for GP Times Radio. She's on the radio right now. What's up, kids? Tell the radio world to say what's up. You got to say what's up to the radio world. I know you said what's up to the radio. Yeah, I know how that's doing my radio show.
Oh, boy. No, number one phrase.
So they're talking to you. They say hello to everybody. If you're on the... That's my studio audience right now. I got my sister in front of two studio videos. She does hair up in New York, and she does the hair real good. I got a big New York City audience. So, tell them what you do here, guys, so we can get some clients all out there. Where you at? She's in Manhattan. That's right. You know the name, right? She's in Manhattan. They do sewing weaves about 500 in Manhattan. So, to all my upscale listeners right now, you can go see Natalia. She's in Manhattan. Matter of fact, we're going to post a little business card on our website. That's what it is. She got to go right now. I think she wants to talk to me. Hey, clap it up, girl. Clap it up, y'all. Clap it up. I'm going to give my wife a call. And then, so you sound, see, I look. Oh, my God, y'all. I ain't even going to tell y'all what my son's on for now. See, it's a box of the fragile glass. If y'all don't know, your boy is about to be moving to Atlanta, Georgia. I'll be moving to Atlanta, y'all. And then my wife got pregnant. So, we're still in Jersey now because you can't take a newborn baby out of state. But we're not just doing nothing but comedy and no 9-to-5 job. I couldn't be responsible like that. So, the boy's going to be a doorman just a little bit longer. Oh, pray for me, people. Pray for me. And you know what's messed up right now? I'm going to give a big shout out. Like, this one, I'm going to give a big shout out, right? I'm going to give a big shout out to Love Fantasy Radio, right? Because Love Fantasy, they do their thing from 7 to 9. I can't complain about them, but, yo, I'm like a little orphan kid, right? And they just leave me in the house by myself. They want to cook my own food. You know what I mean? To wash the dishes and take my own bath. I'm trying to need some help. God damn it. If you out there listening to me, y'all be listening to me. I miss you. I miss you on my show. I miss the back and forth, the dialogue, you know. But she has a man now. She has a man. Dude just came home from prison and he don't play none of that. So big shout out to T. Big shout out to T and Akbar Muhammad. T's getting ready to go to the mosque on Friday. Let me leave her alone because I know she's probably listening right now. She's probably coming on. So before she goes on my show, I'm trying to entice her to come on my show. That's what I'm doing right now. Hey, listen, man, I'm sitting right here. I didn't get no callers right now. And like I said, man, that's why I can't neglect my audience, man. My last hit, my comedy DVD is going all crazy, but then I had to do something. And you see what? Right now, sorry, man. I'm waiting for 2 weeks for Chick to come back on, man. right now, a lot of new sitcoms on the September 2, watching their shows. So, I didn't think about signed up. But you know what? We got a whole bunch of internet listeners. And that's why I'm always told. I got people that sitting on the computer right now. They're faithful. They're loyal. They might be playing Candy Crush right now. They might be playing the new Grand Theft Auto 5 game. But they still got me playing in the back. Still listening. They hear me. They'll be back. Because you know why? It was already ordained for me to be famous. They will be back. They will be back. I got my peoples right now. I got my wife. I don't think my wife is there. Watching that movie, that Tyler Perry movie. He shout out to Tyler Perry, man. He shout out to Tyler Perry. I was thinking about that. Maybe if I go get that chemical pill, my teeth thick, lose a little weight, and don't be that good of an actor, I'll probably get on the show. I'll probably get him on the show, you know. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Hey, what y'all trying to say? That the people on his show, they got nice faces and nice smiles and good bodies but can't act? I never said that. That's y'all saying that. See, that's y'all assumptions of what y'all thought I said. See, no, I did not say that they don't got no comedy, that they don't know how to tell jokes. I did not say that. Say, God is good. But big shout out to all them people out there being the Christian slaves, man. They got a big, I'm not getting one of them, y'all. We do them every year at my church, maybe twice a year at my church. We do like the little gospel shows and stuff. I got that on DVD also. I can't sell it because it wasn't that good for me to sell, like the lighting and, man, it's not a good production. I won't do that to everybody. So I'm fucking out like, hey, I'm trying to get back. Clinic working. I'm trying to make plastic DVDs up. But everything going wrong, man. Sometimes I get tired like that sometimes. Like, everything is just going right. I'm good, man. I can't complain, man. We on GQ Power Radio. We are GQ Power Radio. Your boy Chick Comedian is in the building. Only thing you hear is the beat in the background and my voice. And you may be hear ESPN in a slight background because I told you, fantasy football season, I'm locked in right now. I can't let nothing go back. I'm trying to keep everybody entertained, man. There's a lot of dead space. So if you're out there on your internet, in front of your computer, what I want you to do is this. I want you to pick up your phone. This is a toll-free number. It costs you nothing. 646-200-3838. That's right. 646-200-3838. You can call us on my show. We can sit up here and bug out a little bit. But you know what? You know my pastor say, hey, man, I've never been the type of person to beg. You know what I mean? We're going to start it now. But I do need to call her. It was like my pastor said, like, you know, I'm not begging church. I'm not begging nothing, but I do need to call her. That's what I think that a bum should have on the corner. Because it works for my bishop every week. Every week it works. You get right there on the corner, right, and you pull up on somebody like this. Look, I'm not a church. I'm not a bum. I don't beg. I don't do none of that stuff. But what I do right now, I do need you to help me out right now. So I need to teach you. I never understood the concept of that. That's what happened. With that drop, I want to let y'all know, sometimes I say stuff and I don't rehearse it. I'm not doing memo or doing a letterman with people right to say it, and they sit inside the talent room and see if the joke is funny. Some of this stuff comes straight out of their head. So if I don't immediately give you that reaction, maybe Tuesday come around, Wednesday, you would give me the joke and be like, oh, man, I did, you know what I'm saying? Yeah, I did. Y'all messing me up? I'm over here yawning. Fucking movie night. My family out there watching, missing a movie. I'm right on GQ Power Radio. I need y'all to call in. 646-200-3838. That's what we're doing right now, man. What we're going to do right now, we got to get a little refresher, right? I need something to drink. This ain't going on with... Rich, if you listen to me right now, take me like a minute, 2 minutes. I want to get my mind together. I'm about to put something together for the people. Give me 2 minutes. And we're going to come back, even though I ain't listening to nobody, we're going to come right back. I'm going to make this, fun. I'm going to make it real fun. I'm going to come back and refresh right now. Let me refresh myself. With your main songs, you listen to Geeky Files Radio, all our Comedy Wednesdays. This is your boy, the Chip Comedian. We'll be right back. We'll be right back.
I gotta think before I move, because my mind renewed. Been praying 5 times a day to help the spirit move. The devil's smooth, but I recognize the fake dudes. Been telling lies because I'm in the mess like dog poop. Confess my sins and my dreams, boy, they show the truth. They petty lies for the nose of folks who seek the truth. Be all in my business, never gave a dollar dues. So I be asking for forgiveness because my father too. They help me make it out, deliver me from all the poop. Division up, so I stand strong in the room. Because my path full of evil folks and attitudes. And hate me for your name's sake, a bunch of jealous dudes. The devil trying to take my daughter, but my future huge. My son a million, element of God, devil proof. My daughter getting older, one day she gon' see the truth. So I just hold my tongue with patience, cause the drama through.
Free, you slip and shake. Release me from the pain. A new life I have again. Since you came and gave me freedom, I am brand new. Living in you, so true. Thank you for this life you've given me. Since the day you set me free, now I'm free.
Don't judge me by my name, my fruit is how you notice me. Author of confusion, that ain't how my God be. I thank you, Lord, for discernment, cause they watching me. Ain't caught up in the money, cause I seek and find G. And not so the door was open, that's my God, G. Diligent with my prayer, so ain't no stopping me. Image on smooth, cool, that's my God, G. He made me in his image, so why they disliking me? Killer of my soul, for my past, deliver me. Have mercy on my family and other peeps. Put it on their country, study to improve keys. Help them understand when they make that step to read. Deliver them from their past, selling dope and weed. But Christ a whole nother love, 100% G. And never ever let the money take my soul peace. Meditate day and night and keep my mind free.
New life I have again. Since you came and gave me freedom, I am brand new. Living in you, so true. Thank you for this life you've given me. Since the day you set me free, now I'm free.
Be back. Yo,
I'm going to tell you exactly what happened just now. I had to get off the phone. I had to go make a call to the big homie. I told the big homie, like, yo, man. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I need your people on the line. You know what I mean? Big homie, he in the county right now. And he was being visited by T. He was visiting in the county. So he said, yo, T, baby, I need you to go home real quick because the little homie chick needs you on the radio station. So, yo, we have T right now online. She's just coming back from the county jail, risen in her boot, Abdul Muhammad. Give it up for T.
I told him he was being selfish. I told him he was being selfish,
y'all.
So you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, the visits ain't supposed to last that long, yo.
Who did I go visit?
Abdul Muhammad, man. Oh, that's not his real name. His real name is Kevin Thomas. But now you got Abdul Muhammad. I don't know how you got that off. You know your mama knows you, Kevin Thomas.
Is that your little friend you met when you was in Asbury? He used to bag groceries at ShopRite.
And now he... Yeah, but from now, no more dope games. But whatever, man. I don't even care. I ain't mad at you.
Congrats, daddy to be again.
Yeah, pow, pow, pow. That's the sound.
Bang, bang, bang.
Yo, we gonna pray for everybody that will go bang, 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 or pop, pop, pop. No, but it go. Hey, did you ever look on a Hard of Nights where everybody's chewing?
You know, yeah, everybody, right?
Stop here. Stop showing that look. Yeah.
So what's up, Chicky Chicks?
I'm just chilling, man, just trying to get ready for all these shows. But I ain't gonna lie to you too, man. I'm dirt tired. I feel like going to sleep. I just ate some nachos. I don't know if you seen the nachos right there on Facebook and Instagram I made, but listen, I tell somebody, I make a mean bean sauce, man. I make a mean bean sauce. Straight up.
All right, now.
Mean
you got anything coming down my way anytime soon?
No, not down that way. Unless you have, you got some, I'm gonna give you my card and my flyer. Just go to churches.
Okay.
You know what I'm
okay.
Now, what I need you to do is this. This is what you need to do. You need to hold a whole stack of cards, right?
Uh-huh.
And when you get up in church, you fall out like you got a whole bunch of stuff kicking, and the cards just go everywhere. So when they see you say Christian comedian, they're gonna be, hey, we just sing a dead medicine.
Was this supposed to be 52 pickup? I fall out of church and they pick them up.
Oh, yeah. Jeez, she has a knife in her hand. You going to do my every joke.
I ain't playing with God like that.
Hey, I told you, me and God, we know each other personally. But he already know. He know in advance.
But see, you there. I'm still straddling that fence, but I ain't playing with them. I ain't falling out up in the church. They might be really wrong with me.
Oh man, what happens is when everybody gets looking at it, is you okay? You got I just tripped. I tripped. I be having seizures every now and then.
No, man. I tell you what. You and the family come down here and visit me, right? We all go to church somewhere together. And you fall out and let the car sling everywhere.
You falling out is a given. You falling out is a given.
What had happened?
You falling out is a given. That's what happened.
No. You got to come to see me. We got to go and visit a church. You got to fall out.
Let me get past that. No, you see the man. No. Have it in my throat. It would be one day, it would be a whole verse that I would tell our whole time. But now, are you at?
Man,
oh. Would
you do have too much bean sauce today?
That bean sauce is rocking. I should give the comedian cookbook.
That's right.
I tell jokes and cook too, right?
Yeah.
That'd be hot. But I'm not gonna nobody stole. I just be doing it, so I think I should just grow first.
But you don't need to have no recipe book to microwave hot dogs. You know that, right?
Who microwave hot dogs? You know how you do them?
And them oodles and noodles.
Yes, that's what I do. Kevin Thomas, what I do. We're not
no.
Using hot dogs. I know people that think hot dogs and noodles.
You know you be nuking. You know you be nuka waving stuff. That's where that bean sauce you bought it at 7-Eleven and warmed it up in the nuka wave.
No, I didn't. You hurt my feelings.
Yeah, I hurt your feelings. What's that?
Yeah, because I got a baby on the way right now, and I'm real emotional, and right now I don't...
Even if the baby wasn't on the way, you'd be sitting there crying. Just old cry baby.
How did you get on myself? Hello? How many times did you get on my show? Did you press one and you got like a different button?
No. What had happened was, I don't remember. But anywho, I'm here.
Oh, I got another announcement. Right now, your boy is shooting scenes for the movie, Would You Know? Yeah, we saw a funeral scene. And let me tell you what we're fighting, right? So we're doing a funeral scene, right? I just saved it because we got this. I knew I had something to say. I knew I had jokes, right? But I forgot. We're doing the funeral scene, right, T? So, you know, I'm like one of the pallbearers. I'm like one of the main characters in the movie, by I say that. Because, you know, I'm not just playing. You know, I'm playing a little big part. You get what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's not that small. It's not small, but it ain't big. It's like, but it ain't small. I mean, a whole lot of scenes and a whole lot of words. So, anyway, we're taking the casket out. But we're doing this, and people don't know we're doing taking the movie. So right now, we're taking the casket down the stairs, and right across the street from the church is like all the gangbangers, drug dealers at. They're all chilling. And we're taking the casket out. Everybody like, oh, sweat, yo, somebody died, yo, you're not you. Man, look, they got a funeral, yo, word up, yo. I ain't really had a funeral, but where the hearse at? So we're taking the movie, we ain't got a hearse there. It's just a movie scene where they're bringing the casket down the stairs. So right now, we're bringing the casket down the stairs, so what I do is, after we do our little tip, we go out the scene, I see people just sitting right there. They stop it because they're like, they can't walk past us. So I act like I'm about to drop it, right? So I'm like, literally, like, oh, and it shakes. So people are like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. So I open it up and look inside, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you should just sing to me. So I was like, oh, Jesus. That's how somebody was like this, like I'm on the slip, and the body in the car here, they were like, oh my God. Don't drop it. So, you know, I think that's what they should do, right? They should go and walk, right? Somebody should get a whole bunch of caskets, right? They can be real, right? Don't say, I say, who will be next? Who will be next with a casket on every corner that we do sell drugs, that right? So for the cast out there, say, who will be next? Will it be you? Where will it going to be? See more.
What?
You're
kidding, no, it ain't going to be me. I hope.
No, I ain't saying what to say. I know this is my comedy show. I just got serious just then. I had got serious. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to get serious. I had got serious. I got serious.
Even though you do golf for jokes, you still mad funny. I got to give you a prop. I give prop where props is due, and you definitely do that.
Look, if you're gonna do that, let's make it be in church, right? And give a proper step of testimony. This is how you're supposed to do it. See, this show. First of all, I want to stand up and give honor to God. I'm going to give guidance to my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Without him, I wouldn't be here. Woo. Let me know. Lord, I want to give a testimonial, Lord. Lord, oh, Lord, I just had came back from the county jail, and the church doors is open. So I said, let me go in here and get some relief because my homie, he got on my nerves. You know what I'm saying? He got on my nerves. I had got him 2 packs of hot dogs. He said, three before the cook of the night. But, you know, Lord, I just said, look, I'm going to give it up to you, Lord. I went inside the church, and guess what I see in the church? I see Chip the Comedian. If you don't know who Chip the Comedian is, he be just down here at Asbury, cursing up a stone, acting the fool, talking about the ding-a-ling mic. He was just doing all types of stuff. And then I seen him just be delivered on the stage. I seen him get delivered. He fell out just like this, Jeezy. Whoa! He fell right out, Jeezy. And I just want to give you all the honor. I've been saved ever since. Me and my homie, he got out. We got happy. He went back to his old name. So right now, I'm Mr. and Mrs. Thomas. So I just want to thank you guys. Thank you for the delivery.
Oh, my God.
Thank you for the delivery.
Well, you know what I want you to do, Chicken?
What's that?
I want you to come to AP, right? And I want you to help me find this person. Because I can't find him.
So what we're going to do right now, we on GQ Pals. I'm about to do my radio voice because this is how you wake everybody up. Right now, GQ Pals Radio, we're looking for Thieves Boo right now. So if you're qualified right now, post your picture on the GQ Pals page. Right now, we're going to have Beta T. It's called Beta T. Every Wednesday on her show, she will have one caller stake his claim to being the real Muhammad in her life. The winner gets a date with T, and they get a date to go to Nathan's, yes, because Muhammad likes their hot dogs. So they want to go to Nathan's, so they get all beef franks. He said all beef franks.
Wait a minute. How are you going to tell somebody they call, they get a date with T?
It ain't happening. I'm paying.
Okay. You can't just give me away like that.
No, I said you win a date. You got to approve the date.
Who? Lord have mercy.
I'm telling you.
I'm going to have to say a special prayer for you.
Huh?
Yo, they cutting up in the forum talking about my booties and my booties, Nathan's hot dogs.
They throw that to you like that?
No, man, because I need you to help me find my boo. I need a real boo. But if he been in jail, he can stay where he is.
They on a feed right now? Am I looking at the feed right?
No. What happened?
Y'all didn't tag me in the feed today?
I did, too.
Oh, you did? I'm not
even
running wild right now.
That's because
you
don't post all them pictures about your bean soup. I mean, your bean sauce.
Yo.
Yo.
Sabrina's right here, y'all. She's pregnant. Tell everybody hi.
Hey, Sabrina. Honey, I'm going to pray for you because you're going to need prayer with this man right here. Oh.
She said you're going to need prayer.
What did she say?
She said, being married to me, so y'all trying to start trouble right now.
Honey, I know. I know he's a piece of work, but you keep on praying for him, and I am too.
That ain't no good.
See, she even know you need prayer.
Now, you know I get my Agitator on. So I'm going to start some stuff over here. Yeah. I ain't give a permission to talk.
You already started it.
I ain't give a permission to talk.
Muhammad wants you. Hold on, okay? Muhammad want to speak to you. Hold on, okay?
We're looking for him on phone.
Yo, what's up, my man?
Yo, what's up, Muhammad?
You got it going on, man.
You like the show, man?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm feeling you. I'm feeling too. What you? This is to everybody right now, to the three listeners and the three callers to my show.
Yo, that's what's up, man.
All right, you satisfied? You spoke to it?
Yep. Hey, that's
your room like a good boy.
If I get three hot dogs and some french fries, that's how I feel right now.
he didn't get nothing.
Hey, you.
He gonna have some bones tonight. Why are you quiet?
I'm up here reading the comments. Who is running the things over here? Is that Melina over there? Melina, if that's you, put like this, like, yeah, that's me. Hot dog joke is funny. So that's
Oh, look at the last comment.
Your hot dog jokes are funny.
Don't
take them long. Hey, let me say, it should be coming too. She'll take long. She said, ooh. No, you said, ooh.
Somebody yeah, said, ooh. But you ain't seen that before. I'm trying to run it up the page so you can't see.
Is that? Are we trying to run it up the I got a fast system. Oh. It says, she giving it up tonight. Who you giving it up to? Who you giving it up to?
Muhammad.
Uh-oh. My dog jokes are funny. I just seen it. Ah. I just seen it.
Oh. Muhammad and there being like a little good boy waiting.
Like he just, yeah, I was thinking about how he'd be like, remember when Bubba was on here, like, and he'd be like, Muhammad came home like, you could do everything with hot dog. Saute hot dog, fry hot dog, boil hot dog, cook hot dog, some buttered hot dog, strip on hot dog, hot dog saute, hot dog stew, hot dog bowl. That's about it.
Oh, my God.
Hot dogs and rice. Hot dogs and noodles.
What would you do without
hot
me?
Hot dogs
on
and macaroni and cheese. I told you my inspiration. That's why I be mad at you.
Oh, you was upset because I wasn't on here.
That's right.
Chicky, listen.
You just met Muhammad.
Listen. I got a job. My boss called me. I started work today.
I know what job you do. You one of them sexy people. He calls you like this. We got somebody on the line. So you transform from love fantasy and just somebody fantasy for 99 to the minute. Not you told yourself. I'm about to get this change. I don't know who I am. I'm gonna have a different Muhammad up in here next week, okay? Yeah.
All right.
So is she gonna change your name to Mussolini?
I don't know what he might be next week. He might be Oogum Boogum next week.
You can't have a mess. You can't mess with the right ugly. I'm sorry, but.
I ain't say ugly. I said Oogum Boogum.
That's what Oogum Boogum mean to me. Where's my boo? Could you imagine your boo walking in like this? Come here, Oogum Boogum. Like, who are you talking to? What? Now, baby, fight. Oogum Boogum. Like, your mama is, your mama, like, what about you hear somebody say that? Your mama, Jack. That's why I'm walking to my, you know, say that to me, I'm like, your mama, Jack. Then I start hearing somebody say, your mama. I said, hey,
yeah,
you don't say no more, you can't say that no more. I said, there's a whole bunch of words you can't say no more. One of the words you can't say is your mama.
It ain't your mama, it's your mammy. It's your mammy.
Like, you're older than me, so that's what it meant in your day. But in my day, it was your mama.
Okay.
Your mama,
well,
Jack.
Well,
we'll
do
Jack,
your mama then.
You got to call up like, Jack, your mama, Jack. Your mama, fool.
Be cool, fool.
Be cool, fool. Take a pill. Take a kill pill. Your mama.
Your mama.
Your mammy. So that's how I see like this. Your mammy was looking crazy. That's how I see that. Hey, but no, yo, for real, I was just thinking about everything. Maybe back in the day when people was gay, right? You knew they was gay, but they didn't say they was gay. They wouldn't admit it. But why do you talk like you gay? I don't know about it. I don't talk like I'm gay. Who thought
my
they
girl.
Got
Girl, I ain't thinking about you.
The mammy day. The mammy. The mammy. Now.
Yeah, walk off with a twist. Or
I'm
either pop that finger. That's what it is. Pop the finger. That was a dead giveaway right there. If you pop that finger.
Look.
Bye.
I don't care. Now it's gonna be crazy. Yeah, I was at the bar. It's 7 o'clock. We got this last joint, right? I was at the bar and then watching the Giants game. Mind you, listen, it's not a bar on Sundays. I won't put that out there. It's football on Sundays, right? Well, they sell drinks, but I don't drink. So I'm sitting there, right? So three gay Giants fans come in. This is a real story. They saw it. Yo, they're watching the game, right? So I'm sitting here like, oh, my God, yo. Oh, my God. Put a picture of sangria and everything. This is Giants football Sunday. I don't know if you even, how much gay. Let me just say, I'm not that type of person. But this is funny.
Uh-huh.
I get up because it was like a bad play. Like, he's like this. Where the flag at? That's what I'm talking about. Where the flag at? Oh, my God. You talking about, yo, I was done, yo. But listen, see, you know I love you, man. You made my struggle so fast.
Love you,
yo.
Too.
So, this is GQ Power Radio, everybody. This is what we do. Yo, this is Chicken Comedian Brandon's co-host, T. Holland. You can check us out every week. Right now, I'm about to change that. We about to change up the logo, man. I'm about to go down there and take a picture with her. We're going to put her on our website. This is what we do until a boss call her. If a boss call, she got to get up on that line and do what she got to do for $1.99 a minute. But until then, keep your job ready to call our comedy with your boy, Chicken Comedio. I thank for all the love. Thanks for all the laughter. Thanks for all the respect. I tell Jay for a living. Make sure you follow me on Facebook and Instagram at Chick the Comedian. Check out all my stuff that I got going on for this next month, man. The boy's busy. It's been real, y'all. Love y'all. We out. Play that music. Play that funky music.
Come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue,
walk from reloaded, step into the palace. Better check your matters for fine divine savage. Not average, Dunny, I'm rich money. A king among men from sin that pure ugly. Hug me, polite, Levine, I spit wine. And turning back the water, your order, order mine. Reality, relationship, you better get a grip. KL and Tiffany, the magnificent. God omnipotent, Sunday spiritual. I'm so polite when I enter if you're miserable. So visual, the mayor, the player. I put the rose from my garden cause my heat's there. New York Nixon, my queen is a vixen. 1257, now if you're glisten. Love like loyal, my point is pure oil. My phone keeps ringing from dudes out of spoil.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, you can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue.
Love, entertainment, I name it and I claim it. Bring the guff on that Turner style, untainted. A messenger of light, I'm fitting to the night. My poetry is pain, Eric Ben Ross Wright. Step into Dallas, I educate Alice. Old school to new school, playing pure ballad. Divinely inspired, first to approve. This is the Diva Squad on the move. Rachel and DC, gotta take it easy. Start to feel good, real good when you need me. Rich money, I rise, survive all your lives. Most high too good, so I keep staying high. Why parable, GQ, not comparable. Out of line, disconnect, won't even air the fool. Street apostle, far from a fossil. Make a major move, GQ, with colossal.
You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that I hurt you. Run it over, tell them haters it's your curfew. If the palace royalty is a virtue, You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue. You can come to the palace if you want to. My crew's thorough with the truth that'll hurt you. Run and go and tell them haters it's your curfew. It's the palace, royalty is a virtue.